Okay, we're here. Tell you why we weren't here yesterday in just uno momento.
Okay.
Just a moment. Let me get everything set here.
Un momento, por favor.
You've been away?
For only one day we've been away.
Yes.
And it's a new month. And if you didn't say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit yesterday, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Although in moments I'll give you proof that the rabbit, rabbit, rabbit doesn't really work, work, work.
Yeah. Do you, I have a question about rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
Yes, which now I'm ready to...
Throw away
because of what happened yesterday.
When you say rabbit, 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 does it have to be the very first thing that comes out of your mouth?
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, forget it. Now, remember, I looked up this on the internet, which is always dependable with these things.
Right.
And they say you're supposed to say rabbit, rabbit first thing in the morning. And it, not three times, but just twice. So, Don, you might try that. And they say that if you forget...
I'm giving up on all that, Buzz.
If you forget, when you go to bed that night, you can say tibber, tibber.
Hello.
Hey.
Sibber, tibber?
Tibber, tibber.
Tibber, tibber. I have nothing to say to Joy Behar. Cancel her.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Good call.
Thanks.
Good for you.
Thanks. Cal. I like her. I'm just not in the mood to talk to her.
I understand.
I'm not in the mood to talk to anybody.
I understand.
Even your close personal friends
even
here?
Even you guys.
Yeah.
Well,
you had a bit of awfulness in your day yesterday.
But I need a bit of Behar joy.
How can you, though, not find a little joy by looking at his mug?
And my cold chin.
And, yeah, Rob's shaved. But before we start the show, it's a new month.
Yes.
Now look at you making a face. Now you tell me something. Are you making a face to make a face? Or is that a real face?
That's a face, Mr. I Can't Talk to Joy Behar, that is delighted to know that we're going to go back to these goddamn games again.
Mike?
What?
Mike?
What?
Groaners? Where are they?
Oh.
Don't know.
Oh.
Stay tuned, Michael O'Mara.
Now give me a hey now.
Hey now.
Oh.
You pulled the double switch.
Hello.
Now listen, that ain't to say. They might not be back later in the show.
Yeah. Oh. Later in the show?
Yeah. Yes.
Like in a more prime time moment?
No, like in the next 5 minutes or so.
No.
A little late.
I don't know. I'm not asking anything.
Almost any time.
Groaners? Where are they?
That's scary.
Don't know. Stay tuned, Michael O'Mara.
He doesn't like to be called Michael.
Yay, hey, hi everybody.
Oh, so, everybody.
Hi there.
Oh, hi, Darren. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there.
Groaners?
Oh, come on.
Where are they? Don't know. Stay tuned, Michael O'Mara.
That is
John Norman, our production guy.
Don. Don't know.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's how have you been? Our alternate announcer, Duke Norman.
Duke Norman.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Creative Shaving. Good steak and shake.
See, you know, Mike, you don't get this, do you?
Nope.
I'll tell you later.
Shake?
No.
Well, sort of.
Well, kind of.
And all the ships at sea.
I'll tell him, what the hell.
Yeah.
There was a show.
One moment, please.
Did the music stop?
Oh, Jesus.
Groaners, where are they?
You had to ask.
Don't know. Stay tuned, Michael O'Mara.
No, just screwing with you. Sorry. I'll tell you about the shake thing later.
All right.
No problem.
All right, good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Creative Shaving and all the ships at sea. They each bear a striking resemblance to Shira Agdashlu, Dr. Rambo, and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi, everybody. Hi there. Donna, Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday.
03-0205. Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's not.
Hi, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday, and it's March the 2nd.
Yeah, I almost screwed up my cue there because I'm waiting for the Groaners.
Groaners? Where are they?
Where are they?
Don't know. Now,
stay tuned, Michael O'Mara.
Well, I got nowhere else to go.
Our number from anywhere in America is 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And on WJFK in Washington, D.C., call 202-432-1067. So apologize that there was no show yesterday. I'll be glad to tell you exactly what it was. It was not a fight with the Infinity Broadcasting. We got no beef with those jerks.
Well,
yeah, but no beef that keeps us off the radio anymore. It was nothing that anybody thinks. It was an awful day for me in particular, and I could not come in and do the. Let me just. I'm not going to read like a script, but I wrote down some things that I was thinking yesterday at about this time.
Okay.
So I left my house yesterday at about 1:10 East Coast time. Gets me to the station about 1:35, 1:40.
Right.
Yeah. Well, good time to leave.
Right.
My dogs, who I love, my wife loves, my kid loves them, you know, with the three dogs. They're outside, and maybe you can already guess where this is going. They run around, you know, constantly around the car, around any car. Mm-hmm. You know, they run around the car. And most times, you know, we shoo them away. And,
right.
And we've had people pull into our street and bark at the dogs. And with me especially, when I'm getting ready to go to work, they get all wound up.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was one of the times where I'm sitting in the car in the driveway, and Rudy and Max and Clink are running around my car, around the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say 9 times out of 10, maybe 4 times out of 10, I get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually get out of the car, and I go, come on, move, go. But they've always known what's happening. I mean, they always figure out, you know, eventually daddy's going to go to work, or the mailman's going to leave, or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
So I get back in the car, and I'm going down the driveway. I'm not even to the halfway down the drive. I'm just put my car into drive, and thump.
Ooh.
Is what I feel. So slam on the brakes, and I get out of the car. And I go to the side of my goddamn driveway, and there is little Rudy, the littlest dog.
Oh, that's too bad.
The dog that we got up in New York, the dog that was always, the dog that smiled at me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's how I described Rudy as opposed to the other two.
Right.
And I know it's just a dog, but the fact that I had the accident with the dog.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I go to the side of the car, where I see the dog, Rudy, and he's about 5 feet away from my SUV. Now, I still can't figure out exactly how he got there. If he got up and walked over there, he was sitting in one of our less than gigantic snow banks that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I slammed on the brakes and jumped out of the car. Because you know what? I almost didn't at first, because it was one of those things I heard like thump, and I went, I stopped.
Right.
And then I flipped out, because I see blood, and there's his dog hair, and then he's over in the side, and he's in this little snowbank, and I go over, and he's still alive.
Yeah.
And I go over, and he's just looking at me. And I go and I pick him up, and I'm losing it, man. I'm mad and angry and crying, and I don't know what's happened to him. I've got the dog in my hands, and I'm running up towards our front door, and I'm screaming for my wife. You know, like I'm like, Frida, Jesus, the effing Christ, get down here! And at that point, I was standing at the front door. holding Rudy in my hands, and Frida came down and said, what happened? And I said, it's an accident. You ran on the car. And set him down for a second to see if he could stand, and he could not stand. He just kind of, he collapsed. And he was just laying there. And
he's the tiny one.
Yeah,
right?
He's the tiny one, the Toto-like dog. So, you know, Frida says, get a blanket. Let's get him to the vet, and, you know, she said, get my purse, get my keys. I'm upstairs like a freaking madman, you know, getting a blanket, running back downstairs. I mean, like, I've got a sense of urgency that I cannot describe to you. And she says, where's my purse? And I'm, like, screaming at my wife, I don't give a crap about your purse. And she said, just get my purse. We took the dog to the vet, which fortunately for us is close to our house. Unfortunately, Rudy was dead by the time we arrived at the vet.
No, that's too bad. I'm sorry.
And, you know, listen, I know that I am going to be ridiculed by our audience on this. I don't care. And someday it'll be something that I'll laugh about. I laughed when Arnold Schwarzenegger backed his car over his Hummer over his dog.
Right.
I don't know. That's what's great about being about being a hypocrite. But I'm telling you, yesterday, and
you're
to
not
an extent...
You're not a hypocrite if you call yourself a hypocrite.
To an extent today.
That's right. I think that ought to be a little rule. That ought to be a little caveat right there.
To an extent today, I sound like a pussy. I'm almost...
No,
too,
I mean, I was...
Too busted up to come in here and kibitz. I mean...
I know. It's a member of the family.
Yes, and I mean this. I loved... That dog, I love all of our dogs,
right.
But that particular dog brought us a little slice of real heaven. He was very
happy. Yeah.
He was always, you know, dogs are always happy to see you.
Yeah.
But the guilt that I feel, I'm not being a martyr, I'm just telling you how I feel. The guilt is also just in freaking credible.
I'm sure.
That, you know, Frida and other people have been very nice and have said, you know, if someone else had hit Rudy, I would be mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, God forbid something had happened to him and he had to suffer on the side of the road.
It's tough. As I think I said to you in the office, you know, you're one of millions that have probably done that, especially with small dogs and cats and things like that. I mean, it happens. It happens when people have pets, and it's but I know it's got to suck. It's got to feel terrible.
And you know, even last night, I guess it was about, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I was starting to feel a little more, at least normal about it, to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, I guess, if this accident had happened early in the morning, I probably would have got my S together and come in here and done the show yesterday, but frankly, yesterday, I was not up for it. I mean, I know it's a dog, and trust me, and this is what's weird about this. You guys, for all that you think you know about me, and you know about Mike, and you know about Buzz, and I don't mean this as a put-down.
No.
You don't know Jack. I mean, you don't know the stuff behind the scenes, and I'm not making anybody out to be a superhero, but I've been through, Jesus Christ, a form of cancer on this show, and... Have worked through it, didn't miss a day of work, was happy about it. Mike's had medical problems, Buzz has. We all have. We've all had losses in our lives.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, this thing yesterday,
I think,
pow, hit me like a ton of freaking bricks.
I was thinking about it yesterday, and I think it's the circumstances of it. The fact that A... It was so close to, you know, go time for us. And we do a bit of a routine here that everybody should know about. This is kind of a, you know, it's a pre-show. Yours is even longer than mine is. I get here, we joke about it about a half an hour before we go on the air. And, you know, we kind of ramp ourselves up. It's not anything conscious or anything designed, but we, you know, you do have to come in to do this job. You have to... Even in a phony way, sometimes you have to psych yourself up into an elevated state, and you can do that if you've got enough time. When Rob called me, and I think when we talked on the phone yesterday, what I said to you was, it was that circumstance. It was so close to go time, and you know you were yes, it was a dog, but it was a dog that was a big part of your family, and it was something where you just
hey, I love
you weren't
going
to come in here and be the jester
for 4 hours, and no. I think everybody on this show understood that. And
I know, love that dog. I mean, I love all my dogs, but
it's just a drag, and you know,
feel awful and guilty.
Has
and
it happened to a lot of people?
Yes.
Does that take away how you feel now? I mean, I completely understand that. It's,
so
it's
anyway, I was
drag.
Very down yesterday, and I apologize to those of you who listen to the show and count on us to be here. Just it wasn't, you know, wasn't into it, and didn't give everybody else a heads up that you know, wasn't gonna be showing.
And I was going to come in here and do the show by myself, but I do have a contract stipulation that I had added to my contract that says,
what's that?
As long as Groners are part of the show, I will not be coming in when Don's not here.
That's, Groners are not officially a part of the show, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. That actually happens before the show.
Usually. Mike, oh my, how are you going?
Mike's joking.
Okay, here
Groners?
We go.
Where are they?
Yeah, where are they?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, Michael O'Mara.
It's Mike O'Mara. Ass.
See, before you know it, you'll be asking for them.
Yeah, you'll create that urgency in me.
Uh-huh. A sense of urgency.
Where I'll be clamoring for them.
The demand.
But no.
No.
Not today. not today, Mike.
But maybe not.
Maybe later in the show today.
Maybe not.
So that's it. It was just, it sucks. And now we got to figure out, you know, if we're going to be like Meet the Parents, and if we're going to put the dog's ashes, you know, in an urn, and if Ben Stiller's going to come over and shoot something and break the urn.
I think it's too soon to comment on that. Yeah. I you know, who knows? I mean, I'd offer a comment on, yeah, but, you know. It is, you think Meet the Parents when you, it's the, isn't it the, no, it wasn't the, it was, the animal it, wasn't it was in his, the ash, it was his
it was,
mother.
It was his mom, but same thing. You know what I mean?
Member of the family.
Right. Well, that's a drag.
And Frida's way down about it, man.
Sure.
I mean,
of course.
Christ, you know it ain't easy. She was saying, I said, yeah, what, you know, what are we going to do with Rudy's ashes? This was now more than a day after this happened. This was a couple hours ago, you know, about 24 hours. And she said, I don't know. We haven't thought about it. She said, I don't want to put him on the trail where we used to go on the walk, because then, you know, she thinks his soul would be alone. And, you know, the dogs dig that there's something not right in our house.
Of course.
Okay? But the dogs, I don't think, dig that something happened specifically to Rudy, because as far as I can tell, the dogs, if they can comprehend anything, they can comprehend that something's wrong with Frieda and I, that we're not happy, and Rudy's not there. But as far as they know, he could have gone to get a shot at the vet.
Yeah,
I mean,
they don't know.
They don't really dig what's happening, but Frieda is very upset about this, and it, like, says to me, look at Clink, that's the German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
He's outside looking for his brother.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe he might be, and maybe he's not.
Yeah.
Maybe he's looking at a squirrel going up a tree. You know, yeah. I mean, that's the way it is. They're loyal animals, and I love that little dog. I just told Frieda, I won't spend 30 minutes eulogizing. You know, that's why I feel so. I mean, I spent 20 minutes talking about my father-in-law mm-hmm. when he died, because he was like my dad. It's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a dog.
Yeah.
What is up with me?
Well, no, you're the same.
I'm about to wax nostalgic here how I just bought him chew toys that that were nacho cheese flavor, and he's the only dog I've ever known that went crazy for them.
I think you could chalk it up to the circumstances. That's why you're feeling down. That's why you've got the blues, because you're feeling because of the circumstances. That's it. Anybody in the same position would feel the same way. It's a guilty thing,
sure.
And you know, listen, it happens, and it's part of the deal in suburbia. I mean, that's really the way it happens, unfortunately, especially. You know, when they're running around and I've had dogs my whole life, and I've had so many close calls, it's crazy.
It ain't that I'm afraid of you listeners, although in some cases I am. You scare me.
You mean the mocking?
Yeah. It's just yesterday, I would not have been able to react to it, and I'm ready for it today. I mean, because I know how you people are. Okay,
well, not everybody.
Yeah, Buzz, I know how people
are. Well,
they
expect it from us.
Yeah,
so
right.
I mean,
right.
we gotta. It comes with the territory.
So I'm gonna be ready for it. And you know, I'm also ready for this, for the call about, boy, Aren't you sad that you said something about Arnold?
Well, here's the deal.
The
listeners, either fortunately or unfortunately, have come to expect that lack of humanity in us. And so I guess we have to expect that lack of humanity in them also.
I'm ready for
That's the way it goes.
I'm ready for it.
When it's you're, just, you know, when we have that level of inhumanity, which we do on a regular basis on this show, it comes with the territory. That's the way it goes.
You're professional kidders, though.
Yes, yeah. Professional kidders in an inhumane way.
It's just, in my mind, Arnold...
Sometimes that's the best kidding, though, Buzz.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, in my mind, ran over his dog.
On purpose?
Well, I'll at least give him the benefit of the doubt that maybe not, like half on purpose. And then probably just went off to the movie set and had a cappuccino and a cigar. And, hey, how you doing? I mean, you know, hey, I'm sorry.
We don't know.
I'm not as advanced.
No, he didn't.
I'm not as advanced.
No, you know he didn't.
As Arnold.
Yeah, that's right. He did that and then went, and drove away.
Yeah, he's advanced.
Okay, so that's that. That's why we weren't here yesterday.
I'm voting Rob Reiner.
Yeah, there you go.
Voting Rob Reiner for governor.
Governor of California.
Oh, I remember that news story the other day.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. Oh, so exciting.
Governor Meathead.
Which is more exciting, Rob Reiner or National Spring Training?
Hey!
I was watching the Nats today. Go Nats!
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I killed my freaking dog.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
God.
And he was a sweetheart, and I'm sorry.
God. One last thing I'll tell you. Maybe you'll find this amusing. I had no idea that my wife was even anywhere near the bathroom when I was taking a shower today.
And I'm glad you said shower.
Yeah. Well, and when anything else, Mike, as well. But she was in some other part of the house, and I was upstairs getting ready for work, and I don't bring God into a lot of stuff, but I tell you what, I am pissed off at God today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't mind telling you. And that's what I was saying in the shower. I was saying, listen, screw with me however you like. You know, I've been, you know, I was so pissed. I'm in the shower, and I'm just screaming, you know, all you've done my whole life, I was really being a martyr. You know, I was just saying,
you need that.
All you've done is screw with me. Who's your parents? Who cares who your parents are? Your parents treat you like dirt? That doesn't really matter. Come on. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps so your parents send you stuff home in a box. Big whoopee deal. You got a radio show. Oh, what? You got your radio feelings hurt? Oh, let's step on him some more when he's climbing up the ladder. Let's make sure that he gets fired and he gets evicted. Let's do all of this to him. And I said, I can take all of that.
Rob, get out the acupuncture needles.
I said, I can take all of that. Uh-huh. Really, I said, and then I screamed this. I believe in God, but I called him an effer today. I said, you effer. I said, what did that dog, I mean, really, I was losing it, dude. I said, what did that dog do to you, you bastard? Mm-hmm. And then I pounded on the walls a couple of times and came downstairs and Frida said, how are things going?
Frida said, there are two men here. They're going to take you away now.
And I said, I'm doing fine. She said, I heard your conversation with God.
Oh.
I said, well.
That was supposed to be a private conversation.
Well, maybe it was loud enough that he got it. You know, I didn't get hit by lightning or anything on my way over here today. So, you know, knock on Formica.
It's not lightning season, though.
Even men of the cloth have sworn at God.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're in good company.
But Buzz, I mean, I let him have it.
You're not the only one.
You're
not the first. You won't be the last.
It was all kinds of like you love. I was standing in the shower screaming, you know, you love effing with me. You love taking me. And, you know, I'm going through some of the medical stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Give him Wilms tumor when he's a kid. Give him kidney cancer. Give him pediatric cancer when he's a kid. Make his odds of living like 1 in 10. Go ahead. I said, I can take all this, God, but I can't take the dog.
Yeah.
You effer.
Understood.
Yeah, but you see, he let you live.
Yeah.
See, you got to remember that good stuff.
He understands.
Yeah, but I said to him,
you got
to
remember the good stuff.
I don't know.
There's good stuff.
So anyway, I was in the shower.
Oh, no.
Since you were there anyway.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, listen, that's what now. Me. I want to tell you something. That's one thing. I don't care if you are Ron Jeremy, okay? You accidentally kill your dog, you're going to have a hard time getting motivated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, the mood, yeah.
At least well, up until this moment,
that passion, like in the movies, you know, where like the widow is consoled. You know what I mean? And
that
like the detective comes in and goes, yeah. I'm so sorry. And tongues intertwined.
Yeah. Maybe it would be that way if I accidentally ran over Frida.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that groaner music? Can I cough up any more lung matter, too?
Yeah, probably.
Jesus. You're teasing me.
Oh.
You know, I know he's coming back, ladies and gentlemen. He's coming back because he's working me on that.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, dear.
I go to these calls.
Are we taking some calls?
Sure.
Here we go.
That's what this show's about, right?
Absolutely.
Let's take some calls. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Don, my husband ran over my dog and killed him.
See, I didn't think it would take long for people to be commiserating based on that. You're not talking about an incident that hasn't happened to a lot of people. Well,
it took me 2 weeks to get over it. I cried every day for 2 weeks.
What about him?
He sent me flowers the next day, which he never does.
No, what about him, though? How's he doing? I believe that was Buzz's question.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, I know you're over the dog now. What about him?
Yeah. Your husband.
That's really the focus of this show.
Sure you would like to refer to him, the killer.
Yeah. Well, let's just say that when he had to tell our children, that's the first time I've ever seen him cry.
Oh, yeah, that's sad. That is tough.
Thank you.
He was our first child, so I totally understand.
Gotcha. Thank you, Harry.
What a wuss.
I'm
just kidding.
Okay. Yesterday,
someone had to make the first joke. I'm sorry. All right.
I got mad at Frida yesterday, too, about calling Bart and telling him about this, you know, down at college. We were sitting in the parking lot at the vet. I was just such a jerk face yesterday in front of the vets. Once we left, we were outside this veterinary, and I was just I'm not a violent man.
No, but you were angry.
My knuckles today are sore because there was a tree there, and I just went pow 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 pow. Oops,
your headphones came off.
My headphones came off.
You need to be less violent.
Sorry about that, Mike. You getting a good look at my fighting style, though? Would you like to see me on The Contender?
Absolutely.
Is that what you're telling me?
Everybody duck. Everybody duck. All right. Get ye to the cage. Get ye to the cage match.
So we're in front.
So you're punching the tree. I do that, too. I take out my anger on inanimate object.
Oh, I was just so pissed.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, you do whatever you have to do. If you can't go into work, don't go into work, but call people, she said, and I'll call Bart. And I went up to her and I said, right after I got done punching the tree, she was in her car and I was in mine, and I had my hands on the side of the car. I said, I did this. Don't do this. For some reason, I had to be the one to tell him. And then.
Yeah, you wanted to take the responsibility for it.
I sat there and made a bunch of the calls that I had to make about the show, and then went home and got home, and she said, incidentally, I told Bart. And for some reason, I really reacted badly, like junior high, like you know.
I would have.
I said, yeah, what? Yeah.
I would have been mad.
But that
she was distraught.
She was distraught.
She wanted to get out of the way.
Needed to connect.
Did anybody at any time tell you it's okay, Butterbean?
Oh, Mike, now I'm distraught today.
There you go. See, I threw him under the bus.
I know you did. I know you did.
Rob, when they get that reaction, I have to throw you under the bus immediately.
That'll give you a punch.
Yeah. Give you credit, take credit.
So anyway, but then the boy called, but Bart called back.
Right.
We had a good conversation.
Good.
What, you were not awed by that incredible flurry of fists flying?
And somebody behind you wrote a sarcastic comment.
I mean, you should see, my hands are bloodied.
Bloodied?
Yeah. Well, right there, the knuckle was bloodied.
I don't take away your power. I just think it might be, if based on that last performance, it might be, you know, not a tremendously difficult thing to get out of the way of that power. That's all. That's what I was saying with that.
No, I was kind of all over the place.
It was not a question of the strength is there. The strength is there, you know.
It's just, I don't know.
It's quite a compliment.
I don't know. And you know, for quite some long time.
It was real, though. It was just boom, boom. And,
yeah, I mean, I can
like
relate
people
to
coming,
that.
Like, there's people coming out of the drugstore. You know, like, well, hey, what's the deal with the disc jockey? You know, he's punching a tree.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
It's the circumstances.
Yep.
You lose a dog that you have put down, put to sleep. You lose a dog from old age. You even lose a dog if he's running around the backyard and certain people have dogs that have heart attacks. It's not the same as doing that. And it's got to be, especially when you're picking the dog up. That's the part I didn't know. That, yeah. That's a tough nut.
Yeah. No, and then the last part I'll mention about this was the mini fight that we had while Rudy was still alive when Frida said, go up and get a blanket. So I go upstairs to get a blanket, and we put him in the blanket. She said, okay, now I'm going to take him to the vet. You go to work. And I looked at her, I said, are you freaking crazy? Like, yeah, I'll kill the dog and then just go to work?
It's like you're working at Allstate.
Nobody thinks clearly.
So yeah, I know they don't.
Yeah. Nobody thinks clearly at that moment.
I know that they don't. Yeah. So the dog actually died in Frida's arms on the way over. And then, you know, you get there and they got the tongue is sticking out, mm-hmm. and, you know, the blood. And yeah. I just like, what, you know, Jesus Christ, what did this dog ever do to deserve this?
Yep, I know.
You know.
I know.
But, I don't know. Tell you this, I can get a Prius. Okay, I'm staying with an SUV.
You're not going to get a little small car?
No.
You know, those little electric cars like our lawyer drives down in Key West, Florida.
Yeah, I know.
Doug's got a car down there. Doug has a car. It's an electric car. It's not a golf cart. It's a step up.
Yeah, it goes like
they drive
it goes
down
like
there.
40 miles an hour, right?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
It's terrific. Yeah.
It's lots of fun.
I don't know, because that was part of what I was thinking, too, then. I mean, when I was having these irrational thoughts, I would think, well, maybe if I didn't have to have a you know, goddamn four-wheel drive, that, you know, maybe something like that wouldn't. But
that's the whole guilt thing. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll be riding a unicycle to work tomorrow.
You know, I do feel for you. I know how you know, your pets are members of your family, and I've always really, I've had a lot of dogs and a lot of pets, but I always consider them, you know, so far away from human beings that I don't have the same relationship with them. But I'd feel pretty damn bad if I ran over, you know, any of our dogs.
Anyway, so that's it. And now, let's see, I don't even know what's happening here on the phones. It's just everybody
wanted to give their two cents.
Everybody's done this.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Amount.
Matt?
Hey,
Matt. Hi there, Matt.
Hey, I just lost my cat of 20 years this past December. She died of natural causes, but she was my daughter, and I understand your torment, but what I wanted to tell you was when I was about 10, about mid-70s, my sister's birthday was on the day, or that Sunday, and I said, I'll take the dog out for a...
All right, listen, I may be grieving, but I still have an attention deficit disorder.
He was about to tell us to get back to
his
sister.
Can I tell you something? At least
look, you've got...
See if you folks,
hypocrites, we are horrible.
Listen, you see if you're see
this
if
could
you
easily
can,
be. We could do 4 hours, I think.
Oh yeah.
On the phones of pet death stories.
We could.
That'd be fun.
But you come on, you got to bring it up to my level, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My dog Louie, when I was a little boy, was stolen from our front yard, and they Louie made such a had such a fit in the car.
Yeah.
They let him out on Main Street, Glassmere. He was hit by a car. Oh. My dad had to pick up both halves. So that was, you know, I mean, it's tough. Dogs are part, especially when they're part of the family.
Yeah.
You didn't want to hear that, did you?
Or in this case, two parts of the family.
You didn't want to hear that.
No, Mike. But
it's not helping you. It's not helping you to share that. But see, that's what people want to do. They want to share so that you know that you're not alone in the suffering.
Right.
When you're pounding on trees outside the vet, when you're speaking, you're yelling and calling God obscene names in the shower.
Bastard.
People want to call and tell you you're not alone.
Not you.
It's not like, not like he's... If you want to call me that today...
No!
You know, the thing is...
You're a great friend. God's a bastard.
You see... People want to call you and tell you you're not alone on this. You're not on an island where you've been singled out to have this bit of bad luck.
Yeah, now when the calls are being screened, as it turns out, that's what it is. So, you know, thank you, everybody, for your hospitality. That's, what else can I say?
Pep talk
Thank
over.
You. Pep talk over.
Groaners?
No.
Where are they?
There's no need to.
Don't know. All right. Stay tuned, Michael O'Mara.
I can't wait. It's like waiting for that full chamber.
I'll tell you one other thing I'm glad about with this, that this happened. Phew, you're right about that Joy Behar. Screw that cow.
What are we going to seriously? When you said that, you didn't see me jumping up and down and protesting.
Just bumper.
No. Bumper? I got bumper off the side of a building.
Wow.
Really? Who else is scheduled for this show today? Let's see. That would be acceptable. Rip Taylor. He's acceptable.
Rip Taylor's a perfect guy to
have. He's always welcome on this show.
Crazy, goofy Rip Taylor. Show busy.
That'll be good.
Rip Taylor.
Beyond that, nobody else. Nobody else. I don't give a rat's ass about the guy with the... Who is this? The guy with the what club?
Oh, the 80s club.
Right.
The 80s.
Screw him and the horse he rode to town on.
He sent you some cigars. Some 80s cigars.
And kiss my ass.
90s cigars.
Is his place still in business?
Yes, he's doing very well.
Congratulations.
He said not today, maybe.
Great.
Maybe perhaps a rebooking for that.
Yes, perhaps we'll look to that.
Why don't you
yes.
give him the 13th of never?
Dom, we made him a deal.
We, made a deal with him.
And we have to
That's
honor,
fine.
We have to honor our word.
Made him a deal. We'll do it on our weekend show, okay?
Perhaps I'll give him Joy Behar's phone number.
Now, come on now.
On our weekend show.
On the fabulous weekend show.
On the Groner show.
Syndicated all over Mexico. That's good news. Just get him out of the way. Just do it now.
What if there are none?
Huh?
What if there... Mike?
If there are none, then you're torturing me.
What if tomorrow was promised to no one? That's the scene from that movie with Michael Douglas where he wants to kill his wife.
Groaners?
Groaners?
Where are they?
Don't know.
Stay tuned, Michael O'Mara.
It is my favorite part of the show.
It's a scary voice.
Don't we know that?
That is the very thing.
Yeah, it's
when he says hi to me at the end, I don't
ominous.
Like it.
Yeah.
It's fun, though, isn't it? Knowing like, that around any corner, there they could be.
Oh, yeah. It's virtually...
Where are they?
I feel like I'm at a screening of The Ring, too.
Here they come.
No ballots, though.
Walking down the street. Oh, we got to do a break here. Okay, enough about Rudy. I love that dog.
Rest in peace, Rudy. We
and I'll miss
you.
Him.
Amen.
I'll miss him.
Is there a chance the groaners will happen during the commercials?
Hey, that's a good idea.
Not a chance. Not a chance. If the groaners happen, it'll be while the mics are hot, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get a picture of Rob's face for our website because Rob has indeed stopped to bet with Mike. He's shaved, and today he has...
He's Captain Kangaroo today.
Have you described these mutton chops?
I think they are mutton chops. I've just shaved my chin.
Right.
My bottom lip straight down.
So we'll put those...
Cut myself twice.
Let me see make some facial expressions for the...
We'll put the pictures...
Yeah, that's the one.
On the website.
That's natural. He's got the gene.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. And then tomorrow, do I get my wish?
I think you do.
That would be the Hitler mustache.
Well, that'll be a good look.
The one that I wanted him. Oh, and...
And the sideburns.
The thing...
Oh, you're keeping the sideburns, right?
His two favorite icons, Elvis and Hitler.
Just combined on one face.
Helvis. Helvis.
Adolphus.
Adolphus. Now, Mike, that thing we were doing before the show when we were shaking our hand
that. Yeah, the shake, what is that?
Okay. The other night there was a show on.
A documentary.
Yeah. Now, I can't say that Rob brought it to my attention, and I thought that Frida came in the room and said to me, turn on channel 267.
Mm-hmm.
Like History Channel, turn it on, and the name of the show is Hi Hitler, H-I-G-H, documenting Hitler's drug abuse.
Oh, really?
Now, at least at the point that I saw the show, and as it turns out, I mentioned this to Rob, we didn't speak about this on our Princess phones, but he happened to be watching at home. There was a particular scene they were showing that Hitler had Michael J. Fox.
Parkinson's disease.
Oh, and
they kept showing the same
scene over and over with his hand just...
Just the hand?
Just the hand.
Just the hand.
Just the hand.
His non-hiling hand. So I guess what, his left hand?
Yeah, that's right.
His non-hiling hand.
Because the other hand was up doing the casual around the office hile.
Right, and just kind of tremors.
Sometimes he'd go straight out and sometimes he'd just like, hile, how you doing?
I had no idea Hitler had the shakes.
Well, yeah.
That's the one documentary that the History Channel had
hadn't done yet about Hitler.
Right,
they'll figure out some more.
Yeah. Hi, Hitler, H-I-G-H.
And they kept showing the same scrap of tape slower and slower. And it's just.
So Hitler was a big druggie?
Well, it would be like this. Adolf Hitler would practice all kinds of medicine. Adolf Hitler abused cocaine. Adolf Hitler abused barbiturates. And then it would get back to just his shaking hand. they didn't have any real
was it like
footage
a
of him like smoking a joint or anything.
Was it his hand at the end of a uniform? Right? I mean, did you see like...
Yeah. He was in a dress uniform. And did you see the clip later where he said, "Wake me and feed me a cherry pie."
I am Elvis Presley.
It's time to feed me a cherry pie.
I've dug a quarter-size hole in my foot.
I should get some good stuff, meet me.
Imagine Hitler riding around on a horse with a bag of hot dog buns.
Stuffing them in his mouth, kind of leaning to the side.
Almost falling asleep.
These are Elvis drug stories, ladies and gentlemen.
With a monkey.
Okay, gotta bring
that monkey. Scotta.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Out here, they wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed a joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were gonna try to bang us out of 200 grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Right.
Buddha Mouse loves the Don and Mike Show.
This is my theme song. Buzz's theme song? More buzz than me, but... And you know what I think?
There's no
I think everybody in this room probably.
Yeah.
I agree.
Now Mike's being Stevie again.
Oh!
Mike, that's not Steve Wonder.
No. I know. I just... Whenever I hear it, I want to sing it.
Thank you. Okay.
I got a Stevie Wonder CD I'm playing in the car this week.
Ah.
Just got it. It's great. Brand new album. Songs in the Key of Life.
Oh, I heard it's good.
It's fantastic. I think it's going to be a big hit. We'll see.
Hey.
He won't.
There you go.
His favorite color?
Corduroy.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder is blind. I didn't know if he knew that or not.
Is he really?
This bulletin just in.
Oh, dear. Okay, lay him on me.
Lay what on you?
The groaners.
No. I played Xbox against Robert Mailman.
See, if I say lay him on me all day, then you won't do it.
Right.
Because you don't have him.
See, you want to play chicken with me to get it out of the way now. I promise you.
You don't know
this.
What I want to play with you. You might not. You don't know. This is one time you don't know. You might think that I don't like the groaners when I really love them.
I know you too well.
You think you do.
See, I think, in reality, I think you play that you don't like the groaners, but that you do. Or are you playing?
Or do I?
And then I say to you, Mike, are there groaners today or not?
That is the great unknown. I say there are. I say that's why you keep playing that music. See if I say, but you might think that I'm saying there are, because if I say there are, even if you have
Let's
them.
Test your eyesight. What's it say on the top of that page, right above my thumb?
Calm?
No. Oh.
No.
Oh. Can you read it now?
Completely lame groaners. According to a new poll, 48%.
Get out of here. See? Not today, Mike.
All right, then.
Right.
Lay them on me.
Groaners? Where are they?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Hi, Michael.
Stay tuned, Michael O'Mara.
Ah, shut up.
So I finally played Xbox Live with Robert Mailman.
How did that go?
Not well. Really? I lost 23-14.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Here's the dealio. Mm-hmm. And he beat me square out.
Straight up.
Straight up, yeah.
Give that man his money.
He kicked my ass. I would have had him. The first game that we played, he was the Eagles and I was the Colts for all of the games we played. It was raining in Philly, and it was obvious. Well, no, Buzz, this has something to do with.
Okay, all right.
This has to do with.
It was a rainy day in Philadelphia.
Has to do with if the receivers hold on to the balls and stuff.
Sure,
so
we know.
That,
of course, we're talking about the pretend rain in the game.
Mike, it's not pretend rain. You watch, I'm gonna poke you with this sharp stick. Known as the Grunners.
I'm just trying to amuse.
I know. Anyway, okay, it's fake rain.
Right. 23-10, he beat you?
23-14.
23-14.
23-14. Now, the first time that we logged on and we connected to each other, in the pouring rain, I was killing him 7-0 with like a minute gone in the first quarter. And I'm thinking, this is going to be fantastic. Well, then. The goddamn thing with the phones and the phones, wireless phones being on the same circuit as the wireless receiver for the Xbox. Yeah. I had done what a nerd told me to do, to change the telephone to channel 2 from channel 3. Mm-hmm. But the other wireless phones in the house don't have this button to change the channel.
Yeah.
So whenever my wife is on the phone, the Xbox goes... So I'm playing Robert. It's about 9:30 yesterday morning, and I'm killing him. I'm real happy because it's pouring rain and everything. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I hear from the other room, "Oh, good morning, Mom." Blah, 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 blah. And right away,
Christ.
We have lost connection. So I have to sit there. And now because I don't want to call Robert.
Right, right.
Just because I'm a star and he's a mailman. That's just the way that it is.
That's
fair.
What I do is I call Beth Ann. Because listen, and this was
you didn't want him to have your personal number on caller ID.
No, and I know I could block it, but
yeah,
still,
you can block it, right?
It's just, and it's part of the way I like screwing with Robert.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Beth Ann and I said, you know, I hate to ask you to do stuff like this. I said, but please call Robert and tell him that Frida was on the telephone and the internet went down, and it'll take me about 10 minutes to hook it back up. She said, okay. So 10 minutes goes by. Now. We're playing again, but this time the weather is good.
Did you start fresh?
Yeah, you have to
zero.
You have to start over.
And the sun's
and,
out.
And now the sun's out. Mm-hmm. The weather's good. We're playing again. It seems to be a little closer. It's nip and tuck. We're having a good game, and phone rings again.
Oh.
And it's Frida walking around the house with her Madonna wireless headset.
Right.
And every time she even walks by the room that I'm in, the Xbox goes out. So now I'm nuts, because I said, God, it's been twice now. And
Frida!
Not to mention, on my permanent record as an EA gamer, this goes down as a loss.
Oh.
You see, my record...
When you get disconnected, it goes down as a loss?
Yeah, because the computer thinks that you quit.
Mm-hmm.
The problem... My record...
Well, those are flaws in the system.
My record is something like... God, maybe 25 and 100.
Oh, really?
But of the 100 games that I've lost,
mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many of them have been. I've logged on and started playing with somebody, and
it's gotten disrupted by the wireless phones.
So it goes down as a loss for me.
But ouch.
Anyway, I call Beth Ann up again,
mm-hmm.
and I say, "Hi, it's me again. Hey, do me a big favor, call Robert again. You know, because I'm Mr. Isolationist."
I'd love to know from Beth Ann what Robert's saying on the other end of these conversations.
Well, then we finally did get it together. And we played, and I said to Frida, "Hey, what did Robert say when I so rudely asked you to call him and be my emissary?"
Well, the first time, he was still playing you, he claimed. I said, "I can't be him because..."
Oh, see, the thing is, if one guy disconnects or you're taken off, you can play against the computer,
mm-hmm.
and it'll still count for your stats.
Well, he was still playing you.
At any point did he say his feet feel terrific?
He was happy. You could hear it in his voice.
What happened the second time you called him?
I said, "It's happened again." I explained about the headset. Frida walking around and it went off. He goes, "Oh, man." And so he was winning or something like that. He said, "Just give him like whatever Don said."
10 minutes.
Booting it out. You had to reboot the whole system.
Wow.
So thank you, B.A.
Yeah, he would have waited, you know, all day.
I know. And listen, he was good. I'd like to play him again because I think I could beat him.
Excellent.
The next time.
So the final score was it close all the way through? Or?
It was 23-14. with about a minute left, he had the ball on his own, or on my 8-yard line. And this is where, when you're playing these games, this is where these guys piss me off. He's got the game won. You know, you can just take a knee, or you can hand it off to the fullback. Well, right away, I see Robert going to pass formation. It's like, oh, come on, you screw it with me. So
running it up on you.
I push the cover audible thing, and I got the interception, and I run the interception all the way back to the 50-yard line, but now I realize I'm losing by 11 points, and there's only 8 seconds left, so I throw a Hail Mary, and I lose the game, and anyway, thank God I didn't have the headset on, so I didn't have to actually speak to him.
Hear the gloating?
But I enjoyed playing.
He will be gloating at a certain point.
Oh, no, and he deserves to. He beat me. Next time, I will kill him.
Really?
Yes, because next time I will pick a team with a better defense.
Now, if you're in just playing with the average, you know, great unwashed that are on this this game, the Xbox Live, and he tends to pop in, will you see him? Will you
know that he's
there?
Yes, now I know his gamer tag, and how gay is this? I put him on my friends list.
Hey, really?
That's right.
Good for you.
Wow.
How many people are on that list?
Well, just Robert.
He's the only one.
Just Robert.
There you go. Now, did anybody spot you yesterday? I know since you said you were going to be online.
For just a moment.
Bring him on.
Are you ready? Really?
I am ready for him.
Michael.
Yes.
Today's game.
Yes.
Is not the standard Groner game.
Okay.
Groners.
Where are they? Don't know. Stay tuned, Michael O'Mara.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, what was your question, Buzz?
I don't remember. Buzz, you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I don't remember.
Where were we?
I was hoping we were going to have Groners there, so.
Where were we?
No, see, you like the Groners. He doesn't like
I
the
love them. Yeah, I love them so much.
Yeah,
I want them right now.
Listen, yes.
Yes. What's happening? What?
Yesterday morning at 9:30. Yes, and what I've had to do now is change my gamer tag.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Because people now know who I am. Because yesterday morning at 9:30, I was getting like
Groaners.
I was getting all of these requests to play this.
I'm ready for those Groner lines.
Amusing as your name was, I knew people were going to figure it out.
Well, of course. Yeah. It ain't tough, but I've changed it now. This time, I defy anybody to figure out. Because I'll tell you.
Jot it down, your new name? Because I like the last one you used.
Yeah.
So they figured out the last one?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what this one is. It's a long one.
It is.
See what it is.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
You know why?
Very nice.
Because I found
very nice.
Lots of the brothers have gamer tags like this.
Oh, really?
Like, you know, Lil Bow Wow want to give you 7 inches of heaven or whatever it is. Got that. I've got mine now that will identify me to gamers as a Negro.
Ah, very exciting. Very, very exciting.
And see, all of our listeners will not be expecting that of me because I'm Caucasian.
Yeah.
And my old gamer tag.
You've got them now.
It reeked of Caucasian.
It certainly did.
Yes.
Smelled about as white as it could possibly smell.
Certainly did.
Okay, now watch it. Mm-hmm. Careful with that because I might have to pull it out.
Give me that name again?
Yeah, got it. You can get up to 4 different names on
I'll be careful
on the stupid Xbox on the stupid American Idol. Let's see, tonight they 24 was great, and we weren't here yesterday to talk about
24.
It
I didn't like 24 the week before. I thought it was it was kind of a less frantic episode, but this week was fantastic.
And
so much action.
You know, even when it's predictable, I love it. I said, I very rarely get these things correct, but we're watching this, and I said to Frida, I said, with like 10 minutes left, I said, the nuts girl, the CTU daughter.
Would you explain that briefly, that plot twist? What was that all about? I came in late to the party.
She's got she should be on How's Your News.
Okay, so she's got an issue. Because the mother's working full time, wants to keep her close.
Well, she has to be hospitalized, and the mother said there was an emergency, and they were gonna
the first or second episode, she approached, and they implied an assault against a neighborhood kid. She like roughed up a neighborhood.
See, I don't
kid,
even remember
so
that.
She had to be committed. And
I just know that she's nuts. And
as a courtesy, they committed her
to the medical facility at CTU.
Right. As we're watching this episode on Monday night, I said to Frida when they call the chick out to say, to, you know, incidentally, we got five nuclear reactors that are blowing up, but they called this chick out to say your daughter's wigging out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mean to tell me that they don't have a horse tranquilizer
big enough to
pump into
like
this
you
broad?
Couldn't give her a big injection so she wouldn't off herself the way
she did? They deal with terrorists there. They should have big stuff.
But remember, you suspend disbelief.
Right. And a delightful Hannibal Lecter-esque plot twist with the terrorist at the end, mm-hmm. where the guy is wearing the CTU uniform.
Okay. Yeah,
I thought they couldn't have done that any better. My question is this.
But anyway, to get back to the girl.
Yeah.
I called it 15 minutes before. I said
that she was going to offer herself?
I said, she's going to be dead before the end of the episode. Yeah. Guarantee it.
Yeah, and you certainly knew when she got called down to the medical facility.
And also, I was sad that they didn't work the guy with the dead mom in until the last 15 minutes.
Yeah. I defeated... In making sure that the nuclear power plant didn't melt down.
And they used his last name. What is his last name on the show?
Is it Stiles? Edgar Stiles?
Edgar Stiles.
That's right. Yeah. Edgar done good. Edgar done good. I got a question, though.
Yes, Edgar.
Now that the nuclear power plant aren't going to melt down, what possibly could go wrong with the world next? I know we got a loose terrorist out there. But what's the deal? He can't possibly melt down them again, can he? Or does he have the override with him?
I bet he's got an override to the override.
He's got the override.
But you know what?
You better keep that gun around.
What about your mom?
My mom?
Your mother.
My mother's dead.
Can't you just turn it off?
She had the big radioactive glove float over her house.
Yeah.
Yeah, the plume.
Right.
The radioactive plume?
She was killed by the plume.
That's right.
I'm like...
Mrs. Arras.
Burris's mother.
And I like her turning with it, you know, and she's got information coming out of every sweaty nook and cranny, and they are playing the game with her with like, okay, well then, we can't guarantee that your son's going to keep his testicles. Have a nice... But wait.
You signed an agreement, your president.
But wait, yeah, the president said, never mind, tell your son kisses Nads goodbye.
Do you think...
Carla and I are watching this, and she doesn't understand why I'm laughing in the middle of 24.
Right.
That we have our little impression.
Is there a chance? Could you slide me a Marlboro Red and a cinnamon stick? Thank you, I'm Mrs. Arras.
Do you think there's any chance that they're going to use the suicide of the daughter to make the CTU lady go nuts? Because there's really got to be a payoff.
My theory,
to that plot line.
You still think that she's...
I think she's bad news in some way. She's going to do something bad.
I think she's incidental to the final whatever happens.
You don't think she'll be involved at all?
Then what's the point of the daughter thing? Is it just a red herring?
They got 24 shows to fill.
I would like to have some shrimp scampi.
They got 24 freaking shows to fill.
You've signed an agreement with the president of the United States.
Hey, and how about the jerk who's the president? He's like always on the airplane now.
And he never says goodbye.
Always on the big screen. Well, that's kind of like on Star Trek, Mike.
Yeah.
Although Picard would always say, Picard out.
Yeah, right.
When an admiral was yelling at him, the admiral would just say, John Luke, you got to get there. And it would just go, boop, end of transmission.
I don't have to tell you how critical this is.
How long has he been in the air? He's been in the air for like 10 hours.
I missed the other president. How come the other president's not on the
show? Isn't he coming back?
The big black president?
The big black president?
BBP?
How come he's not coming back?
Because he works for Allstate.
He's doing the Allstate commercials in the show.
Well, they got to get him back because the new president sucks. They're not, but you know who? Now, did they kill Sherry Palmer off?
Yeah.
Yeah, they shot her.
Yeah, she's dead. Well, I mean, she's presumed dead. You never know with this show.
I read somewhere that she's coming back.
I thought President Palmer was coming back this season.
I've heard that, but he isn't
coming back. President Palmer to come back so I could thank him. Sign it. Sign it.
I will give you
a cinnamon stick and a piece of ginger.
I sure would like to massage my gums with sassafras.
With the nuclear crisis over, the last 8 hours of 24 this year will be just Jack sleeping. When are the last 8 hours?
The next 8 weeks.
Yeah, we're down to the last stretch, I guess.
I hear the last 8 hours are going sitcom.
Jack Bauer. I'm in with... What's her name again?
You mean the lady?
Yeah.
Vashora Agdushu.
I'm in with Shora. We're doing this shot. God damn it, get me some Altoids. Stat. I can't stand her breath.
Shura Agdashlu.
I'm Shora Agdashlu. You might remember me as Mrs. Arras.
Hyde, Mrs. I think she won an Academy Award.
Really?
For yep.
What?
I don't know. Some foreign film.
Yeah.
What?
I know. For what? I was thinking about for me to poop on. Is there a possibility that I could chew on a mint? Could I have an Altoid or two, please? Thank you. Tell Craft Services we need more garlic knots. I am sure I do shoe.
Hold on. Here's something about 24. Robbie, Don and Mike show. Robbie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Okay, the deal with Maya is she has schizophrenia. And
now this is the daughter.
And yeah.
Is this Robbie?
Yeah.
The dead daughter.
A Gallagher wouldn't like you.
What's that?
Well, that's right.
I just went to a Gallagher show where, you know, half his act was talking about how he hates the fact that women have men's names.
All right, my name's Roberta. Is that better?
Roberta.
Much better.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Roberta.
Pretty.
Okay, so she has...
I love you quoting Gallagher, Mike.
Well, I don't quote Gallagher, Don. I actually live by his standards now.
Chicken soup for the Gallagher soul.
Absolutely. I model my life after the teachings. Really, it's more like getting educated. It's the teachings of Gallagher. But go ahead with Roberta. You can be Robbie. That's all right.
Okay, thank you. Maya has schizophrenia, and apparently they gave her some kind of a tranquilizer earlier in the show, and she had an allergic reaction to it.
Well, then why don't they just put some of that stuff in cotton? You know, what's that stuff?
Chloroform.
Yeah, just some of that and just, you know, just strap that bitch down.
Isn't that the best way to knock people out, like in the old days in the movies where they put it on a handkerchief and
Rockford Files, man. Watch Columbo sometime. But those dudes would always just walk in a room with a handkerchief that they've got in their pocket for their boogers.
I've tried to find the chloroform, and I can't find it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, it's not available
you know
you'd think.
Why? Because you're probably looking in CVS, you're looking under C for chloroform.
Right.
You got to look under K.
Oh.
Or KW.
I didn't know that.
They have it right next to the Ipecac.
It's syrup of swill.
And if you can't...
Squill, not swill.
Right. Forgive me.
Rob.
If you can't find the chloroform, buy a can of red Batman gas. Also good.
KW. Can you imagine? You go to the store, you go, I need KY and a KW.
KW.
Kill wife. Hello. The stuff that makes it happen faster.
And Rob, I think whenever you're on mic today, after you get done speaking, could you end everything you say with cuckoo cuckoo?
Yes, please. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, you're using the little wireless adapter. I'm kind of a geek. The wireless adapter for your Xbox.
Yes.
If you switch your phones to 5.8 gigahertz telephones, you can just buy whole new phones.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I just hung up on that guy, Mike.
And now, finally, I am ready. I'm ready for the groaners.
Good.
Let's go. Here we go. Here are today's groaners, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Don and Mike.
Now, I appreciate that, Mike. And because of that...
I'm a team.
Or nothing.
Okay. It's all or nothing.
Rob wrote either all of them or none of them.
All of them or none of them.
Ready.
Are you ready?
Now,
groaners, where are they? Don't know. Stay tuned, Michael O'Mara.
Do we have to do them today? Please don't.
Okay, you got it.
Didn't leave failed attempt at reverse psychology.
Okay. Hello. As my dad said,
I have no psychology.
I am not dumb. I'm stupid.
I don't feel strongly any particular way. I really don't. Okay, maybe I hate him. You got him?
I got him.
All right, whatever.
I got him. You got him. Try to lowball it, Mike. Whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Whatever.
Whatever you want to do. Okay with me.
The percentages.
There's that voice guy.
Not now. One more. Here's John, about 24 that we got up right. John.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, we're doing well.
Hey, listen, what about this girl Chloe they kicked off?
She's coming back. Chloe?
I think she's coming back for sure.
Oh, no, I read that for sure. Chloe, and listen, that actress that plays Chloe, she's the perfect example as to why some people shouldn't lose weight.
Is that the lady from Larry Sanders?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's goofy looking. She's kind of funny looking, but in a sexy kind of way.
Okay, dude. Right. See you on How's Your News? Bye-bye. But she lost just a pant load of weight between last year and this year on 24.
Sure.
And she came back and it's just like, oh, now she's just ugly skinny.
Oh, not Chloe the cow anymore.
No. No, she's not, Mike.
All right.
Not at all.
Well, enough about that. Are we playing All or Nothing?
Is that the one you want to play?
Nope.
What one do you want to play?
None of them.
Buzz Burbank doesn't seem to mind the groaners.
All right, that's the one I want to play. Hi. I talked over it again.
Because he waited too long.
Who, the guy on the tape?
No, the announcer. John, you waited too long.
The guy on the tape.
One in four.
His fault. I want to play the shopping, the supermarket sweep.
It's too bad, Mike. No, it's not too bad.
Super groaner sweep.
Super groaner sweep.
No. No groaners for you.
Why?
No groaners for you.
All right.
Because I'm like, I'm the groaner Nazi now.
All right.
I'm like that guy on Seinfeld.
No groaner.
And boy, aren't your feelings hurt. For once, you're not the Nazi.
Yeah, well, one time.
Well, you're taking away the funniest part of the show, damn it. And here I sit brokenhearted.
I know. But Mike?
Yes?
As you saw, I do have them today.
I know, they're there. I see them written on the page.
And what's good is that they're so funny. They're the ones from yesterday that we never got to, and we were going to do this.
Very exciting.
And they'll last all the way until tomorrow.
They're funnier today.
What?
They've gotten funnier, because I read them this morning.
No, they're not.
Funnier than they were yesterday.
No, they're not.
Then they'll be hysterical next month.
No, they're not. Regis Philbin Laden. Oh,
and a laugh riot at the end of the year.
That's right. He didn't even catch it. He didn't even catch it.
What, Regis Philbin Laden?
Oh, he did catch it.
Yeah, we both heard it.
You see what you
said? Did you let a punchline go?
Or did I?
Well, I know you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
Well, yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
But there's only 8,000 of them.
That's right. How many are there today if you were going to do them today?
Solidarity.
8,000.
No, seriously.
8,000
groaners.
Four.
Welcome to my hell.
Four.
There would be four if we were going.
One in four.
But we're not.
This is a ridiculous charade.
We got a break. When we come back, people, listen, let's see what's this. My dog, no thanks. Wait for later. The 24, wait for later. American Idol, wait for. Oh, I know we forgot. I just want to get a quick thing from you guys about American Idol. I didn't watch the girls last night, but among the guys, I predict tonight, Constantine, who I friggin' hate, is going to be voted out. And the other guy voted out is, I don't know the names of either of these guys, the guy who looks like Scott Baio, the one that sang Let's Stay Together.
Right. He looks like David Cassidy after the play.
Mm-hmm. Or in a wild card, my original early favorite, the tracheotomy guy, the Clay Aiken lookalike.
You think he'll get booted?
I think it's Constantine, Scott Baio, or the Clay Aiken guy for the guys. The girls, I didn't watch it last night.
I promise you the tracheotomy guy
was I was sitting here and I was supposed to say something nice because I'm from Manassas about the kid from Manassas, and I'm blocking on his name. And what is his?
Leroy.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tucker. Is it Randy Tucker?
It's LeVar.
It's Marshall Tucker.
I'm
getting no help, and you don't watch the show.
No, I don't.
And they're not going to help me.
No, they're not.
All I know.
Travis, Mike.
Travis Tucker.
Travis.
From Manassas, Virginia, my hometown.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that.
I'll be sorry to see Constantine go only because he's freakishly tall.
I hate Constantine.
I do too, but he makes Secrets look really stupid.
Okay, the two rockers, I really think the one guy's got a lot of talent. He's very unique. And the other guy, who did a Hard to Handle, I mean, was just, with his pursed lips, just looking, hey, look what a sex machine I am.
All right, now the chicks I didn't see
the show last night.
Okay, who's going to lose? The youngest black chick.
The youngest black girl is probably, and I think she's gone away, and then the next lady would be, she's the one that, she's, the ones that you remember, the ones that sing the good performances.
Is it Aloha, Mike?
It might be Aloha, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be the attractive girl with the big teeth.
Tombstone teeth.
The straight hair. She's got straight black hair. She's got very angular features.
I know who you mean.
I do think
the teeth.
I gotta keep a notepad.
The one that looks like Janet Jackson on Good Times, the young black girl.
Yeah.
She comes out and she looks like she's
look like Janet Jackson.
Yes, she does. She looks like little Penny. She looks like she's 8 years old.
But the young black girl?
Yes.
Yeah, well, she's gone.
And she looks so scared. She can't sing. Always. She can't sing.
Well, as Simon says, she can't sing.
Maybe in 3 years.
You cannot sing.
And how hot is that show when another network, you know, on their morning news is profiling that show?
Of course they have.
It's pretty amazing. You know, I'm Katie Couric. Katie Couric was doing that piece on Simon the other day at the Today Show and was wearing the most old lady suit I have ever seen in my life.
Would Diane Keaton laugh at it? Is it like something Diane Keaton would wear the Oscars?
No, Diane Keaton would laugh at her.
Is it like a Barbara Bush suit?
It's a Barbara Bush suit.
Oh, no.
And she's been wearing a lot of them lately. She's into these heavy material woolen suits.
Scratchy.
Wow. Right.
A loose tweed.
And, you know, and they go into Paula Abdul's dressing room. Paula Abdul, you know, always manages, and gratefully so, to dress like a hooker.
She does.
Like and it was Katie and Paula.
I mean, she's got the Vish chest area. I mean, not
in
her,
a good way.
Not her boobs, but like
just
the area above her boobs.
Socks full of BBs.
Yeah. Oh,
Super reverse Jeopardy groaners. Hi, Michael.
Hi there. Well, that's new. That's a new one.
That's right.
Oh. What is Rob? this don't take long to figure it out.
This
must
be real. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. It's a hoot this week. Getaways to anywhere Hooters Air flies. This week on the Don and Mike Show.
Did you really mean what you said up there?
Uh-huh. I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
The Don and Mike Show. It's the favorite radio program of Charlie M. The Don and Mike Show.
Charlie M. Charlie M. You made me pop your eye out for Charlie M.
Charlie M.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. That's our official website. Go there for stuff.
Here she goes again.
Hi, Mike.
Right.
Guess what we're going to do now?
Have some fun.
Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaners.
I'm ready.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you? Hi. But we don't have time right now.
Okay.
Because we have something happening in, Green Bay.
All for Green Bay, sure.
I'm sure that this stinks on ice, but is well-intentioned by Super Don and Mike listener Dennis Lyon, who's the guy who was quoted in the Green Bay newspaper this week.
Oh, yeah. Saying nice things about the show.
Yeah, a big supporter of the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, he emails Beth Ann, want to let you know that our Don and Mike rally begins in 2 hours.
Cool.
Sent this a couple hours ago. Sound like we'll have a tremendous turnout for Green Bay anyway. I'll let you know how it goes.
So, good.
I don't know what good this will do to go to the radio station.
That's better than not being missed at all.
Sure. Let's call this guy in his cell. He doesn't know we're going to be calling.
This will be good because rallies, I know from experience, can be effective.
True.
Yes.
Thank you, Buzz.
Hold on.
Cuckoo-choo.
Made me laugh and lost my place there.
I am the wall.
336.
He looks like one. Wait till you see the pictures on the website.
That's his cell. Yeah. And then tomorrow.
Back in the railroad in 1892.
Big H mustache tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Big A.H.
Hey.
No, I
know. We know what you meant.
Although A.H. was an A.H.
No, but he would either wear the mustache or he would be referred to as A.F.
Hello?
As father.
The guy just hung up on me.
Well, that's sort of rude. Maybe he's disappointed with the small turnout. He's embarrassed.
Now, come on. We're all going to come down there. I'll have Danishes on the side. Cups of cocoa.
Cheese Danishes.
You want some eggs before you march?
Yeah, hey there. Now let's
have some eggs.
Let's see. The guy doesn't know we're going
to
call him.
Being requested from this line has yet to be activated.
Hold on a second.
All for sure. All for rally. All for rally race car.
This technology's really a poser. I can't seem to get my cell phone going.
Got it.
Now we're going to make contact with the guy.
Wrong line.
Make sure you put the antenna up on down there.
Oh, you wouldn't want to be having no bad reception then.
Got it. Yeah.
Can you hear me now then?
All for Brett. All for Parker Tractor.
All for rallying at WNFL.
All for the Groners.
All for not answering your phone on the second ring.
Here we go.
All for Billy.
Hello, is this Dennis? Is the light off then?
No, that light doesn't work anymore.
Jesus.
Remember, because now we've got a minute, we've got a day and a half of this.
Well, why does the guy keep hanging up on us? He can't hear us, obviously.
That's the problem.
I'm going to try and get him on here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I need you.
Man, how about that? That's the busy signal. When they say get lost.
Enough already. He's on
Why
the
phone. Why is it ringing?
With a beep means he's on the phone with someone, probably trying to call you.
Oh, no, I'm trying to call Beth Ann.
Oh, well, then she's on the phone with probably Joy Behar. I thought that only happened on cell phone. Are you calling Beth Ann's cell phone?
No, I'm calling Beth Ann on her regular old Rockford Files phone.
I didn't know Rockford Files phones made that.
Hello.
There she is.
I was just trying to call him for you because I thought you were, like, messing up numbers or something.
Hey,
listen, he's not feeling real well today, okay?
Yeah, watch it, okay?
He doesn't mess up numbers.
You watch it.
Do you want to do this? Do you want me to do it?
I've got a man working on it right now.
Hey, Dennis, it's Rob from the Dog Talk Show.
Oh, he's got it?
It sounds like it's been handled.
Taken care of.
Okay.
Hang
on.
Oh, yes, and goodbye.
On the snore line.
You just heard every conversation I've ever had with Beth Ann, good, bad, or indifferent. Mike's always heard the end when I say after we get done talking, okay, goodbye then. And Mike says, what was that? I said, she hung up like...
She doesn't say goodbye.
No, she just says, okay, I'll get on that. Boom!
She's very busy. Very busy.
Phone. And here now from Green Bay is Dennis Lyon. Dennis?
Hello?
Dennis, you're on the show.
How many thousands you got out the rally, Dennis?
Well, I'm just heading down there myself right now. The activities aren't slated to begin until 4 o'clock, so if the crickets are chirping already, I can't hear them yet. I'm not sure.
So it's 4 o'clock Central?
4 o'clock Green Bay time.
4 o'clock our time, yeah.
About a half an hour. Realistically, Dennis, how many people do you expect? And we appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. Whatever it is. We really do. Whatever
The fact that you're going to go down to the radio station in Green Bay and see what you can do. How many people are you expecting?
Well, to be honest with you, I've only got about a dozen people that have confirmed that they will be there.
Mm-hmm.
However, the Green Bay Police Department informed me that without any type of a permit or insurance policy or anything like that, we can't have any more than five people walking around protesting, demonstrating, rallying, whatever you want to call it, at any one time.
Separate groups. So what are you going to do, Dennis?
Well, you can have two. You could have two massive groups of five, and then a splinter group of two.
And plus stragglers.
I think that's what we're planning on doing, is having a couple of groups of five and just keeping enough space in between them.
Yeah, so
what is the plan of operation to get? I know the ultimate goal is to get our show back on your station in Green Bay, and we appreciate that. How do you plan on attacking them via protest?
Just by being out in front of the building and drawing a lot of attention to it.
You have a sign, Dennis? You have a sign?
Hold up. Yes, I do. Well, that's more generic. It's just
Dennis, I'm not for that.
You need something more violent.
And you want me to put on there?
You gotta have names in there, son. Not upset about the
Variety of life. What are some of
myself.
I really enjoy
You don't really castrate yourself. You're doing something sensational.
Excuse me, that's what rallies are for. It's all about getting the attention.
Here's another thing. Have you thought about throwing...
I'm a hypocrite. I live with it.
Welcome to the show.
Have you thought about throwing animal blood at them? You know, like a PETA thing?
We've thought about it, but we didn't have the money for the permit.
Yeah. All right, but here's the chant, no matter what happens when you're down there. We're here, we're queer, we're not going to listen.
All right, that sounds like a good one. I had one that I came up with.
Okay.
They're switching to an all-sports format.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
No more jocks and dykes. We want dons and mics.
Okay, listen, I think we're here, we're queer.
Are you definitely committed to this rally?
Pardon?
You're definitely committed to the rally? It's not like maybe too late to turn it off?
No, we're committed. We're going to go forward with it full bore, as foolish as we may look.
Yeah, you will.
As much as we may be spurned by the community, we don't care. We want down to my...
What does that mean? Spurned by the community?
No, that's not.
I've got a couple of phone calls at my place of business, people stating that they wouldn't do business with me.
Why?
Well, that stinks. What's your business?
All cowards. Nobody's ever left a name or a phone number.
Hold on. Radio station.
What is your business?
I mean, you have to...
I sell commercial and residential security systems.
Okay, then how would people know to call you to screw with you?
You never spent any time in Kansas, did you?
No, I have not.
Just kidding.
How would people know it's you, then, to call you and harass you?
It's a pretty small town, and there's been a lot of posting on various message boards, and there are some people that know who I am.
Message
boards. There are people at the radio station that know who I am.
You're ready for the pepper? Any babes? Are there going to be any babes down there?
I would imagine if there are, they'll be bundled up in blaze orange hunting suits, so we won't get a chance to look at them anyway.
That is good. I like that. Yeah.
You've got signs. You've got a chant. Do you have pitchforks and torches?
do you have a torch?
I don't have a torch or a pitchfork, but I do have a gaff that I use for ice fishing that I can carry around.
That's good. Like that. What's that movie with...
Rocky Old Man?
No. The gaff. The guy that kills the... all the kids with the gaff.
You need that.
I know what you did last summer.
I know what you did last summer. That's it. Way to go, Dennis. Thanks for the tip in.
And what is that? Are we talking about the same thing? The stick that almost looks like Captain Hook's hand
on
the end of it?
Yeah, it's got a little handle on it.
Use it to pull fish through the ice or over the fence or whatever.
Very, very cool. A gaff, use it on boats, too.
How could we have forgotten this? Is there any chance you could wear a hockey mask today when you're down there?
Yeah.
To give you that Jason Voorhees look?
I don't have one of those. If you guys had made that suggestion earlier, I probably could have picked one up.
I think the gaff is great. Now, the parka that you're wearing, because it's cold up there in Green Bay, it doesn't happen to have a hood on it, does it?
No, but I do have one that I keep in the back of my truck that I can switch to.
Fantastic, because if you have the gaff and you have the hood...
But then you almost look like an executioner.
That'll be kind of scary.
I'm not kidding you this time. If you get any TV coverage, can you laugh maniacally?
You mean like a...
Yes, just like that.
Yeah.
That'll be perfect. Try it again, Dennis. Give us another one.
I think that's the best we're going to get. That'll work, Dennis. That'll work.
Let me gauge if you're going to get any TV coverage in Green Bay today. Let me see. Are any stoplights out?
No. However, one thing that is working to our advantage is Midwest Communications shares a building with the local ABC affiliate, so it's pretty much a softball for them.
Very good. But a separate company.
But are they in bed together? I mean, do people from this ABC TV station do stuff on any of the radio stations?
No.
We'll see that, but Don, what he's talking about is proximity, which we know.
It's right out front.
News, the land of the lazy.
Right.
You know, it'll be perfect.
Then you're going to have more than two separate groups of five.
Yeah. You know those weasels from the radio station are going to try to have you arrested. You're prepared for pepper spray.
Yes, I sampled it, and it's really not that bad.
Good. All right. All right. Now, so your rally is slated to start in roughly 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Now, with no offense, Dennis, you sound like a wonderful guy, and thank you for your support. Would there be anybody who's a bit more media-friendly who could be the spokesperson for...
Yeah, because I think what we want Dennis to do, we've established it. Dennis simply has to laugh maniacally with his hooded slicker and his gaff. and his gaff in the background.
And would there be any way you could get any sparklers? Like 4th of July sparklers?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have some at home, but if I were to go home to get them, I wouldn't have time to get back to start at 4 o'clock.
Dennis, will anybody be providing food for the rally? Will there be a table set up with coffee and donuts?
No, we want to be hungry.
Ah, that's right. Mean and hungry.
Mm-hmm. Can we do anything to invoke the ghost of the Chief Vince Lombardi?
Lombardi!
Think that would help?
You know, sure. How about if you got a sign that said Lombardi's pissed?
I'll tell you right now, Midwest Communications.
I could draw one of those up real quick.
Very good.
Yeah, get some others.
See, you got about a dozen people that are going to be down there. They say you can't have any more than 5, so there might be some controversy.
Yeah.
And you're also telling us the message boards are hot as Hades, huh?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yep.
You ready for a melee?
Well, Dennis, we're not sure how much good it's going to do, but we sure appreciate the support.
Well, we do. No kidding.
You know, the main goal is just to get you guys on in Green Bay somewhere. We don't care if it's another station that picks you up or whatever. We just want to draw enough attention to it so that somebody out there might realize, hey, what's the harm in picking up a radio show that's been on the air for 5 years and has an audience.
You've crystallized our slogan for the show, for all the affiliates that we pitch. It's Don and Mike, what's the harm in trying it?
Exactly.
I think that's a perfect way to sell the show.
Yeah. Who am I to tell you again? It's not my life. For the Green Bay Melee, which should be your name today, the Green Bay Melee.
What do you want to call it?
The Melee in
Green Bay.
The Melee in Green Bay. I like it. I believe.
Green Bay.
I believe that what you should do is threaten yourself in some way. You don't want to threaten anybody else.
Right.
Now, listen, no one's going to believe I'm going to hold my breath until I... However...
Pins. Get pins and stick yourself with pins.
Well, no, he's got the gap, and Don's right. He doesn't need to hurt himself.
No.
And we know he's really not going to hurt himself, but the threat of it draw TV coverage. Like you say, you know, my name is Dennis, I miss Don and Mike, and I'm going to put this gap right through my eye.
Or here you go.
You know, maybe that's a bit harsh.
You want to soften it up a little bit?
I'm gonna lop off a couple of toes. Of your own toes now.
Right.
You know, for every 10 minutes I have to wait, 2 more extremities.
Yeah.
Will be cut off my body.
Very cool.
Sure, I've got some wire snips. I mean, what do you need the baby toes for anyway, right?
Right.
Right. Amen.
Do you want me to mail them into the show after I cut them off?
Imagine this. You cut off one of your toes, and then you go up to the front of the radio station.
Yeah, with the toe still dripping blood.
And you write in blood.
Yeah, you use the toe like it's a Sharpie.
That's Malay in Green Bay.
The Malay in Green Bay.
Don and Mike. All the way.
Get a picture of it. Well, Dennis, we certainly appreciate you risking your life for this show.
And
I'm feeling pretty confident that they're going to get waylaid by the melee in Green Bay.
Okay. And that's all because of the message boards.
That's what did it.
They're on fire.
They're on fire.
Yes. 12 confirmed, but who knows how many total. We gotta find out how many are there.
Mike, I will be sure to update everyone there as to what takes place once.
If the message boards are involved, I would imagine they'll have upwards of 9 people there.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
I think at least 9.
And if this doesn't go well, Dennis, it was a pleasure knowing you.
Yes, Dennis. Good luck, and thank you for your sacrifice to our show.
I certainly appreciate doing anything I can for the cause.
Well, I know it doesn't mean anything to you, just like it doesn't to us, but they tell us that the network... Okay, where's my... The network has got some interest with, is it WDUZ? Is that a station in Green Bay? Okay, that's one.
The does.
Does.
Anyway, I guess that's one of the stations that they're talking to.
Yeah, we're not even on the station yet. We start putting it down already.
Does.
Is that a listenable station in Green Bay, Dennis?
Well, they broadcast on both AM and FM.
Good.
So,
I think that would guarantee there's not a chance we'll be on that station.
Well, what would be nice about it is it would actually give us a chance to hear the show outside of the city limits of Green Bay due to the FM side.
That's good. It's lots of fun.
All right. Well, listen, you and your internet buddies have fun.
We support you 100%, Dennis. We truly do.
Yes.
And remember the hooded slicker with the gaff.
And the laugh.
There you go.
Attica.
It's toes, Then it's fingers.
Right.
Then it's ears. And then if they won't listen, you know, think about having children, if that's important to you or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you get where I'm going with
this. Do you really want to raise a child in a city with no Don and Mikes?
Splatter yourself all over the evening
news. And if that's the case, if you don't want to raise a child in the city without our show, well, I think you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Move to where the food is.
Move to where the food is wrong.
When you're on TV, you pull it out and you, just like that.
That'll be, I mean, you'll be on world newscast.
Network news.
It'll be incredible. What a gas.
Would a nice alternative be if I just threatened to do some trimming?
listen, it's all or nothing.
That's not a threat. That's a tease. Yeah, I think the latter might be even more disturbing.
All or nothing.
All right. I'm out of my shirt with the trimming, and if that doesn't get any results, I go on from there.
Hey, I got a question
for
you.
We go down to Dennis outside the studios, and he's got a Norelco trimmer in his hand.
Hey, Dennis?
Yeah.
I got a question for you. We've been canceled in Green Bay about a week.
Yeah.
Do you miss the groaners?
Yes, I miss the groaners very much.
Do you really, Dennis?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's good.
What is it about the groaners that you like, Dennis?
I particularly like Mr. O'Meara's response to the groaners.
Yeah, that's
Mike
everybody's
hates the
favorite
groaners.
Part. All right.
Mike hates the groaners, though.
Well, they've been playing with me all day, Dennis. I wish you could hear the show. They're toying with me, saying they do have them, they don't have them. They didn't do them at the beginning of the show.
We got
the announcer saying, like, you know, nasty little rhyme. Like, you know,
where are they?
Well, Mike,
don't know. Stay tuned, Michael O'Meara.
What, Dennis?
Mike, all you need to say to them is all or nothing.
Oh, God, everybody wants to play.
Groaners, where are they? Or nothing.
See, Mike, there are some people who can't get the groaners who wish they could.
Right.
So you should be grateful.
Yeah, I'm grateful.
Okay.
Dennis, thank you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen, and hopefully you'll be back on the air here soon.
Thanks, Dennis.
Yeah. I hope we will. I don't think through your efforts, but we do appreciate it.
No, that's all right.
Thank you, and goodbye, then.
Better to do anyway.
good day to you, sir.
Thanks, Dennis.
We said good day.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, then.
Now, boy,
he's trying to help us.
Mike, I know he is. His heart's in the right place.
Man.
Hello. A.M. That's probably where we'll end up.
That's the movie you guys are going to star in. Ass man. Hey, I'm having a rally to support the show. Okay, goodbye, then.
Ass man.
Hello, we're the ass man.
Here's Mike and Bubba. We're the ass man of radio. We act like asses to and fro. Come tell your problem. We'll say, go to hell. Yeah, and ask
Donna
us.
Mike,
and we'll say we're doing well.
What? I think the perfect sign Dennis should have is Donna Mike is the variety, or spice of variety of spice
that
of life, whatever
perfect.
That one is.
Yes, that's right.
You've nailed it, sir. Good thinking.
Here's the question I have for you. Why weren't you laying in my driveway at 1:20 yesterday?
Because you had a four-legged animal there.
Oh, my God.
Because why?
Because you had a four-legged animal there. This guy is just rapid fire. There you go.
Thank you.
We are the ass man.
Hey, I was thinking about this, and I thought I'd tell you because I'm so ass man of radio. Now, what better time for the groaners?
That's right. Commercials.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All important art of decision making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
The Don and Mike Show.
They occasionally breathe the rarefied air of buzzdom.
From
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
We're giving away another Hooters Air Flyaway today.
Yeah.
Sending you wherever Hooters Air flies. Myrtle Beach, Atlanta, New York, Vegas. Denver, Pittsburgh, and Chicago. HootersAir.com or 1-888-FLY Hoots.
And we're just around the corner from that good Myrtle Beach time.
Yeah, any time good in Las Vegas.
Any time is good for Vegas.
Yep.
Vegas is perfect.
That's probably the best place that Hooters Air goes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that in this hour when we play a nutty game with you.
Mm-hmm.
Not even worth mentioning.
No way. No way.
Never mind.
Had something, was going to mention.
Nah.
Not worth?
Very good. No.
My time or your time?
No. Very good, then. That's how it flies.
Next topic.
That isn't worth doing either.
I disagree.
Thanks, Buzz.
I don't really mind the grunt.
Well, Buzz doesn't even know what the other thing was, though.
No, that's true, but I think you're probably wise, nevertheless.
Very good, Buzz.
Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaners.
Yes.
Hi, Michael.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Jonathan.
Now, don't call John Jonathan, because I requested they record it saying Michael.
John Norman knows I love him.
And it's
him.
Eventually going to be
one of
Michael,
my favorite people here.
It's eventually going to be Michael, Sean, Patrick, O'Mara, and eventually it'll be, well, I'm not letting all the cats out of the bags, but eventually it'll be Hi to Mary, and then Mary, who is, of course, the mother of Michael O'Mara. And
mother of Michael.
Eventually, we'll get to Mike's mom, Mary, mm-hmm. loves the groaners, okay. but Mike hates the groaners.
Oh, dear me.
But we've not even had groaners on today's show.
But now we're going to play Super Deluxe Supermarket Jeopardy Solidarity.
Not. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
We're not?
Hello. Hello?
I hear you.
Radio Gods.
Yes.
Radio Gods.
Hi there. You're on the air. Hi.
Addison, Wisconsin says hi.
Hi there.
I just thought I'd call. I've talked to you guys so many times, or wanted to talk to you so many times. Last time I called, I said, am I on? And like a dumbass, I got hung up on.
Right. Okay, thank you, sir. I just hung up on him again.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. He won't laugh at that now.
Right.
He'll laugh at that later.
That's He'll right. get it later on.
Let's see how Dennis Lyon's doing.
Yeah, the rally was supposed to have begun 2.5 minutes ago.
2.5 minutes ago, and that throng is there.
Big time in the city of Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Two groups of five and one more group of two, we believe, from internet chat sites are gathering to protest our cancellation in Green Bay, along with the cancellation of the whole station.
Not again.
Yeah.
Why does Dennis do that?
Would you try?
Why does he pick it up? He does?
I'm calling him on a line where it should say on caller ID. It's Infinity Broadcasting. I wasn't using one of our secret lines.
Poor Dan in Ohio.
Mike?
Yes.
You know Dan Rather is retiring. He's being pushed out.
Right.
There is stuff that's being said about Dan Rather. I am amazed how many of his colleagues are throwing him under the bus.
Yes.
Let me see. Mike Wallace, who is just, you know, one breath away from playing catch with my dog, Rudy.
But it's amazing that Mike Wallace still... Isn't Mike Wallace almost 90?
Yes, mm-hmm. Mike Wallace says Dan Rather is a superb reporter. He's dead honest. But frankly, he's not as easy to watch as Peter Jennings or Tom Brokaw. Then Mike Wallace says Rather is uptight and contrived. It's his style. God knows I believe him. I don't watch him.
Oh, my God.
Then you go to...
See, that's the curmudgeon thing. Yeah. That's the old man prerogative where you can say anything.
You go to Don Hewitt.
Well, he's another...
guy who made
up
60 Minutes.
85-year-old.
Mm-hmm. He says the evening news is like Miss America, only it's Mr. America. If you're in a three-network race and you come in third, you're a loser.
Mm-hmm.
So... who steps up?
Who?
For Dan Rather.
Well, then weren't they talking about doing the two-person format or something
that? No, but who steps up?
Who would be somebody who would be standing up
right
for
now?
Yeah,
who do you think from...
at CBS?
Former CBS employee. Who stands up for him?
A former CBS employee, I would say someone who would probably...
When you think TV news, what's the first name that comes to your mind?
Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite
really?
Says...
I'd rather have... a Walter Cronkite. I'll trade you 10, you know, Mike Wallace's for a Walter Cronkite.
Any day.
Walter Cronkite says, Dan Rather's a showboat. And he watched Tom Brokaw. Walter Cronkite also said that viewers felt that Dan Rather was, and he felt this way as well, playing the role of a newsman, like an actor would. He was conscious of it. And the other two guys are real reporters. So even Walter Cronkite is taking a leak on the grave of Dan Rather, who's not even in there yet.
That's amazing that Dan Rather must have been a very popular guy at CBS.
But all these things are true that they're saying, and they've been true since the day they hired him to replace Walter Cronkite.
Shut up,
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Well, I do remember controversy when Dan Rather was... slated to replace Walter.
He's not
What's
that good.
The frequency, Kenneth?
Shut up! I got his voicemail.
You got his voicemail?
Dan Rather?
No, the guy in Green Bay.
I know.
Shut up!
I know you.
And after you said that, Rob, you should have said cuckoo cuckoo.
That's right.
The past two
Oh, there will be a picture of Rob with his shaved
mutton chops or whatever they are.
Mutton chops. Hold on.
Did you show
that?
Dom the? Oh, is he calling back now, Dennis?
I guess
no doubt.
Hold on a second.
Oh, hi, Dennis. Hang on 1 second. There he is.
Rob has actually started to shave his face, and we'll have the pictures at DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Did you see the expression Rob's going to use on the picture?
Oh, yeah. I saw Beth Ann take the picture. It's just what you requested,
Very
Mike.
Good.
And joining us now from Green Bay, and let me just tell everybody listening, get set for an incredible explosion of noise.
Yes.
Like someone's at the Super Bowl.
A crowd, a melee.
Here is Dennis Lyon from Green Bay, Wisconsin, at the rally in front of WNFL in Green Bay. Dennis.
Hello.
What's the total number of people who have shown up for the rally?
So far, there are a whole three of us.
Three.
We're not breaking any laws.
Ouch. Oh, that's fantastic.
I
hear somebody yelling in the
people that are on their way down, though, so there will be more.
I hear people yelling in the background. What's going on?
It's the power of the internet, man.
Yes.
Yes.
What are they yelling, Dennis?
We want our Don and Mike.
We want our Don and Mike. We don't need any more sports talk.
We don't need any more sports talk.
The rally in Green Bay Alley. The rally in Green Bay Alley.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the melee in Green Bay.
Well, Mike, I think we got to hold off on that at least till five people show up.
I think five people
station
might be
people
it.
Upstairs are looking down the windows at us and taking pictures and things, so they definitely know that we're here.
Ah, very good.
All good. Are there any rocks nearby?
If they're that way with three.
But there's plenty of snow.
Lots of snow. Well, maybe you could write a message. No.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to be arrested.
I was going to suggest maybe you write a message using a number 2 pencil.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That's how you dot the I's.
You know, and that's a great way to get your message across.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, trust me, people respect you.
It works in the
snow.
It works in a living room.
It does.
It works on a cake.
Well, unfortunately, we were also told by the cops that if we set any foot on their property that we'd immediately be cited for trespassing.
All right, now what about the chant? We're here, we're queer. We want the Don and Mike show back or whatever it is that we were going
to...
We're queer.
We're queer. We want... Yeah.
Or should we just have to... We're here, we're queer. And we're not going skiing. What was that, Dennis?
We're across from the courthouse as well, so I guess we could always go over there and recruit some people to do some public service and help us protest.
I think the chant should be, it's always a negative chant. We're here, we're queer, we're not going to listen.
Yeah.
All right, I can belt out one of those for you, but I was going to wait until there were a few more people here to break it
like
out.
Maybe
like
maybe four?
Another one?
Well, why don't you try it with the other two people who were there?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to hear, we're here, we're queer, we're not going to listen.
Yes. Right.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Get
we're
right.
Here. We're queer. We're not gonna listen. How's that?
That's fantastic.
It's got to be repeated, though.
Yes, it's got to be repeated.
How many times do you want to hear it?
Probably 3 or 4.
10.
All right.
10.
3.
18.
We'll go with 3.
Hike.
It's a nice number.
All right.
We're here. We're queer. We're not gonna listen. We're here. We're queer. We're not gonna listen.
This is gonna work.
We're here. We're queer. We're not going to listen.
Okay, now do it as a round.
All right,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, you mean like row, row, row your
boat? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, I was told by the police that I couldn't bring the gas out.
You keep mentioning them, but what do you have, like an hour-long chat with the police did this?
Why would the police care if three, and don't take this the wrong way, I appreciate the fact you're a fan of our show and a rabid listener, but what do they care about three losers hanging in front of a radio station? Or did the radio station call?
They have nothing better to do either.
Well, you know what? So, hold on. I just noodled this through. Yeah. I bet the station called.
I know they did.
Station called the Green Bay cops. Mm-hmm. Didn't the station?
The cops actually told me that the station called them when they got word that we were going to be having a rally out here.
Could you sing Kumbaya?
Weenies.
I don't know the words other than Kumbaya, my lord.
Yes, that's all you need to know.
Kumbaya,
my lord, kumbaya, we're here, we're queer, we're not going skiing. Never mind, he'll screw it up. Go ahead, Dennis.
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya, kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya.
Kumbaya always works so nicely.
Kumbaya! Oh, what is on in my heart? There
you go. Now it's around.
No. Has the fourth person got there yet?
Not yet. There's people here taking pictures, though, and people are coming out of business because...
what you have to
in
do
in close proximity and taking a look at us.
You have to enlist them. You have to rally them to the cause.
But Mike, they should have been there already. They should have been there already. They should have been on your message board. Seeing they were time for the rally at 5 o'clock in Green Bay.
Super rally.
All right, Dennis, we'll
I think they got stuck down in their basement for some reason.
Dennis, we'll check back with you.
All right,
and thank you.
Guys.
Thank you for the rally in the Green
Thanks,
Bay
Dennis.
Alley.
Keep up the good work.
Going to get waylaid by the melee in Green Bay.
Very right, good.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Pick up your goddamn phone next time.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Did you see, I know you didn't see it, during the telecast, Tim Robbins, when he flipped off Chris Rock?
I did, yeah.
No.
This was as they were walking into the Kodak Theater.
Right.
Chris Rock had said... something like, here's a guy that bores people with politics.
Right.
So as they're walking into the theater, here is Tim Robbins. Here's the picture, Mike. He's giving Chris Rock the finger.
But he's been doing it in a good-natured way.
He's like smiling and he's holding it. He's giving him the finger kind of like behind an Oscar envelope.
Right.
But I've not seen the picture anywhere else, so we'll...
Tim Robbins is a cool guy.
He did it on stage.
I like Tim Robbins.
You know what, Buzz? I think that's where that picture's from, not from out front. Yeah. That's from on stage.
He did it on stage?
We'll put that up on DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
That's funny.
That picture.
And now, Sean Penn was unbelievable because Chris Rock had made a joke about Jude Law not maybe being a great actor. And Sean Penn was greatly offended and said he's a good friend and a good actor. And so he kind of gave Rock a hard time on stage as well.
Yeah, well, I think it was just a bad night all around.
Well, apparently so.
Spicoli should shut up.
Yeah.
He didn't have it as bad as Gandhi. Ben Kingsley.
What's happening to Ben Kingsley?
Okay, so he... He got dumped. His wife dumped him like 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, I don't understand it.
So he's at a post-Oscar party, like the Vanity Fair party or the Elton John party.
Right.
Anyway, he walked up to Winona Ryder. They got him on videotape. He walks up and says, "Hey, Winona, I'm a big fan." She says, "Nice to meet you." He says, "I am Sir Ben Kingsley."
Mm-hmm.
And... I am available. Winona Ryder turned and walked away.
Oh,
the
really? Blew him off totally, huh?
The video will be out at some point.
Wow,
sometime,
that's rude.
Sometime soon. Let me see. Leo DiCaprio, who I just hate, almost died. Now why is it, this is so unfair. My dog, Rudy, who never did nothing to nobody,
mm-hmm.
He's dead. Leo DiCaprio, who just pisses me off in every movie, he's alive. He almost died 2 hours before the Oscars when he choked on a carrot.
Aww.
But listen to this.
And you know what? It was strained carrots.
His mama was there.
Oh, really?
And his mama gave him the Heineken maneuver.
Oh, so it wasn't Gisele Bündchen?
No, it
was not. His girlfriend?
It was not.
And that's who he's dating, incidentally.
Yes, that's true.
Very cool.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him.
Mr. Lucky.
Good for him. Right, yeah. Billy Bush's brother.
Hey, I'm right here at the Kodak Theater, guys.
Let me see. Hold on. I need to put this in the machine. Would you put that in, please? My man, Charles Barkley.
What's he doing now?
Speaking his mind, and he's great.
Good.
There's all kinds of talk. Here's a shock. NBA players like to get high.
What? Okay.
Okay. I know you're finding this hard to believe that guys in the NBA like to smoke weed.
Because
I guess it's like it's the one thing that they're not drug tested for. Right. Or if it shows up, you can get a second test. You go get the Wizinator from Tom Sizemore.
Right.
So anyway, let me see. Charles Barkley, who's great if you watch the TNT basketball. He's fantastic. He's like Simon Cowell. With athletes, really, the guy doesn't give a crap. I was watching some dog game last week, and at halftime, they come back, and Charles Barkley says, if I was you at home, I would have changed the channel by now. And he's fat.
Yeah.
And I love it when Charles...
Is he bigger and fatter now?
Yeah, I love it when...
Pudgy.
I love when Charles Barkley will say, they'll come back, and they go, what did you think about what's... They go, oh, God. He he's fat. He's as big as a house. And Charles Barkley's big and fat. But I love the guy. He speaks his mind.
Yeah.
So they ask him about, here he is. Here's Sir Charles about pot.
I'm assuming guys smoke pot. And it wouldn't even surprise me if some guys are doing coke. But in my 16 years, a couple guys, myself included, smoked some pot. And I never saw cocaine. I smoked it with a couple guys who are my friends. I'm pretty sure there are probably some other guys doing it. I did smoke pot, not that often, but I did do it.
Yeah, all right. Wow. So that's
what you know, if more people the bottom line is that, and some of the baseball players could take a cue. Seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe put this to rest.
Oh, they don't smoke pot. They take steroids.
They take steroids, right?
And Charles Barkley's new book, he wanted to change the title of it.
What's the title?
Who's afraid of a big black man?
Sir Charles.
I didn't want the answer. Buzz, have you seen the Fred Durst video?
No, I haven't.
Do you have the link, Rob? What is this thing?
Well, you can search.
Jesus Christ.
Fred Durst video.
Go to Google and do a Google search for Fred Durst video.
I see it.
All right. It's Fred Durst having sex.
I've heard about it.
Somebody else. First I heard it was something he took on his cell phone, using the video phone from his cell phone. Then I heard it was done with a real camera. And there's no doubt it's Fred Durst, because the first 5 seconds, I watched it this morning, it's him, like, holding the camera going, hey, look at me.
I'm Fred Durst.
And then he gets busy. How you doing, Buzz?
I'm doing fine. I'm looking at Fleshbot. They claim they have it. So I'm looking there, but there are a number of sites. Mostly what I'm finding are news stories about the Fred Durst sex video.
All right, well, please keep scrolling. As soon as you find it, show it to us. We'll have a link up on the website. I know that during your news show, Buzz, you're going to have all the Michael Jackson crap, right?
Yes, okay. I am.
This is maybe the best thing about the Michael Jackson trial that I've not heard, at least until yesterday.
What's that?
I wasn't here to tell you about it.
Right.
Remember a week and a half ago when he had to go into the hospital?
Yes, because he had some stomach problems.
Okay. When Michael Jackson...
Allegedly.
When Michael Jackson was admitted to the hospital, the people in the hospital said, oh, it's the king of pop. We've got to give him the nicest possible room that we have.
Of course.
So there was a lady. Let me see. God, I lost her name. It doesn't really matter. A lady. 74 years old.
Hey, lady.
Hold on. Bobby. I got it here. Hold on. Her name is Manuela Gomez Ruiz.
Is she responsible for getting Michael the room?
Well, hold on. She was in the room.
Kind of.
She was in the room. She was in the best room in the hospital.
Oh, okay. So she was in the best room.
She was in the best room. She had been admitted for flu-like symptoms.
Maybe an older lady, 75, of course. Yeah. Yes.
While she was in the hospital, she had a heart attack. And her heart was functioning at only 30%, and her other organs were failing. Now, on the upside, she had the best friggin' room in the hospital.
Sure, what a way to go out.
So, Michael Jackson gets there and says, oh, I don't feel good. They say, okay, what we're going to do is... Okay, long story short, they unplug her and move her to the next room. In the time that they've unplugged her and moved there, she checks out.
She buys the farm.
Yes, she has two more heart attacks and died. The family is now going to sue the hospital and Michael Jackson. They got a daughter saying, why does she have to be moved? He's coming in for stomach flu. My mother had just had a heart attack. They unplugged her machine.
This seems to me really to be, if it's legit, is completely outrageous. I mean, if it sounds like she was in the kind of condition where you don't move
now,
somebody.
Also because,
I want the best room.
Also because of this, when they moved the grandma, the old lady, when they moved her to the other room and she was dying on the way, they plugged her back in and were trying to resuscitate her.
Mm-hmm.
Her family members could not get in to see her because Michael Jackson's security would not let people on the floor.
Wow.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Let me see. Then Michael Jackson's attorney issues a statement saying they are sorry, but it's outrageous for them to blame Michael Jackson since he was a patient himself.
Whatever. The culture of celebrity.
There you go.
The culture of celebrity.
You got the video, Buzz?
No, the only listings I can find are the video.
I just see what you have a picture
yeah,
of there.
And the only listings I can find are you have to pay. They're pay sites where you can go and see the video. And I found news stories about it.
Is that Will Durst?
I found some still frames. And as you can see,
yeah, that's him.
From the close-up photo, not a believer in condoms.
Yeah, that's for sure. I seen the video. That's him.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
He's you know, it's about halfway through or whatever. He takes the time to put the camera on his face and just go like, hey, how you doing?
I can find you that picture too, but he likes a variety of activities.
I want to see
if you can see. Here's a variety, and then I'll get
you
the face.
Not his face.
That's some variety. And here's Fred.
Enjoying
a moment.
So that's so you know he's Fred Durst.
Yeah.
Wow. Taking his own sex video.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Chad. Don and Mike Show. Hi,
Hello,
Chad.
Hello, friends. How are you? Say hi, Rob.
Hi.
You guys were talking about Chuck Barkley, and I think he's one of the funniest commentators I've ever heard. But he had this comment. You know who Sam Cassell is, right?
Sure.
He kept calling him, hey, he looks like that guy from Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings, you know, Smeagol. He kept calling him Smeagol, and the other guys had no clue what he was talking about, but that's the funniest stuff I've ever heard. Made me laugh. Almost lost it.
Thank you, my friend.
Yep, bye-bye.
He is good.
I did smoke pot. Not that often, but I did do it. I did do it.
I did do it. Man,
Charles Barkley.
So are some of my friends.
Mike, guess what it's time for.
What do you got? I'm waiting.
I got something.
What do you have? What is it?
I got something.
Tell me what it is. What is it? What do you have?
Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaners.
What do you
have? Hi, Michael.
Hi, what do you have besides that? What do you really have?
That's all I got.
Oh, okay. Let's lay them on me.
We're going to finally do the Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaners.
No, you're not. Finally.
Yes, we are.
No.
Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaners.
Here they come.
Hi, Michael.
This is where I give you the punchline.
Hi.
And you have to tell me what the groaner is.
Oh, okay.
That's how we play the groaner game.
Well, that's fun.
Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaners.
But we're not going to do
Michael.
It now.
Hi.
Yeah, and actually it's a competition between Mike and Buzz to see who can ring in first to give us the groaner.
Fred Durst.
Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaners.
When he reads the punchline.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Mm-hmm. When he reads the punchline.
Rob.
You have to ring.
Rob,
your own name, yes?
I'm not doing it.
I knew he wasn't doing it. I knew he wasn't.
We're going to need the rules.
Not now.
No.
Okay.
Soon.
Later in the show.
Where's
that
other music
wait.
That was sitting out?
What, that one?
Not that. Not this.
Oh. But you know, whoever gets tired of hearing this song, the Captain and Tennille on WNFL.
I forgot that's the song that we decided we were going to use. Okay, let me just stop that for a second. We have a trip to give away to either Myrtle Beach, Atlanta, Chicago, New York, Vegas, Denver, Pittsburgh, courtesy of HootersAir.com.
Very good.
What?
I'm just laughing at that song. That song just...
It means a lot, Mike.
It just makes me laugh, that intro. It's one of the funniest intros in the world.
Captain and Tony.
Happy song.
Here's what we're asking for. Now, we didn't do this around Valentine's Day, although we did want to. We were busy with other stuff. What I'd like to try here is a real-life breakup.
Okay.
To win this trip, this Hooters trip. But the deal is, it's got to be a breakup that we believe. So we've got to start with just women at 877-365-3636. If you want to break up with your man live on the radio. Number two. You know what? Here's you're a sick bastard.
Will Durst.
Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaner. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
God. That's
pretty.
That's pretty. Somebody took a bite out of the dentist CD.
Listen, girls. Now, the only way that this game works... on-air breakup is if you've been in a relationship with a guy for at least 6 months.
Okay.
Because what I'm very concerned about, and Mike, when you turn your crap detector on,
right.
You'll be concerned too.
Sure.
Is some stupid chick who goes, oh, I'd like to get a trip to Hooters. All we have to do is pretend that we're going to break up. And guys, forget it. There's no way we trust a guy to start this game.
No way.
No.
But girls, listen to me now, chicks. If there's a guy, it's the dentist one again.
That's my favorite one.
No, but you cleaned it up.
Love will keep us together.
There is a way we can combat contest fraud on this.
How is that, Mike?
That whatever, if a man wins or a woman wins, you have to go on your trip with one of your boyfriends or girlfriends, not another person.
That's fine. But all of that is happening.
Not a guy.
Yeah. If you want to break up, girls, if there's a guy that you would want to break up with, we'll do it on the radio. If we decide it's real, we'll call him up. We'll let you break up with him on the air.
Yes. Now, you're responsible. You call us and give us your little breakup story. But then when we get the person on the air, it's all up to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be
real. We're just going to be bystanders.
Really, it's got to be 100% real. Like a guy that you've been out with for a while and you want to break up with. And everybody's crap detectors will be out. If the guy goes like... I'm shocked and awed.
Oh, yes. My God.
Well, no, that would be like our attack in Iraq if it was shock and awe.
But our listeners might say that. Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so shocked you're breaking up with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where are the groaners?
We'll probably spot that.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks, Jack. This is a chance to get out of a relationship you're stuck in.
So if you want to break up with someone,
you're serious.
Now is the time to call. Women only. 877-365-3636. We'll hear the stories from the girls on why they want to break up with guys. Real life breakups.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
Meaning that when you left the house this morning,
mm-hmm.
you had to think that when you came back home tonight, and you don't have to be living together, but it would work better if you don't live together. But when you got up this morning, you left the house with the thought you're in a committed relationship.
Yes. Yeah. And you don't want to be.
And now you're going to tell the jerk to pound sand.
And we will be the judge of who's worthy of this. We'll be here for you.
Oh, now this is the lesser version. This is the bad version.
Will Durst.
Love will keep us together.
I know we've done this before, but it's not been a while since we tried to play them together, right?
Yeah,
good. Just a little off.
It worked perfectly.
So, chicks, call now. Call now for the breakup game.
Yes.
Win the Hooters Air thing, and we can throw some cash in as well. We can throw, how about $250 to spread out of Las Vegas?
That's serious money.
Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaners. Hi, Michael.
Okay.
I'm not responding anymore.
Good for you, Mike.
First to buzz in, Regis Phil Bin Laden. Buzz.
What is Al-Qaeda's favorite talk show host?
Close, Mike.
What is...
Mike, I'm sorry, you did not answer in time.
What's the best morning show in Iraq?
What talk show host is unable to be found by U.S. authorities?
Okay.
See?
Yep.
See?
Boy, what a dummy I am. I should get
credit. Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaners.
But never mind with this. Oh, hi, Michael. We're coming back with a breakup game.
We're not going to do more of the groaners.
Oh, you've got to finish. I mean, you started it. You can't just suspend it in the middle.
We can. It's not enough rules.
We wouldn't know. We haven't heard the rules.
And I'm trying to keep them from you, okay? We'll be back with the breakup game.
Okay.
Now, Mike, really.
Give us one more.
Is this... I just want this...
I'm asking for one more.
On the record, is this Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara?
Yes.
Asking for a groaner?
Because of the competition element.
Buzz basically beat me. I don't know.
And remember, you ring in not with Ed, but your own name.
Okay, cool, good, you too.
I want it without the asterisk, though.
What?
Without the additional... I just would like it on the record that Mike...
That I requested the groaners?
Yes. Yeah. Without the competition thing with Buzz.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm requesting. You know what he's going to do now? He's going to go to commercial without giving me one. That's what... I know
would you...
you
just,
I know
you
you're,
just say, this is Mike O'Mara? You know,
this is Mike O'Mara, and I love the groaners.
Not thick enough. What do you want? Don't you want the groaners now?
This is Mike O'Mara, and I want the groaners now.
I'm not feeling you, dog.
All right.
It was a little pitchy.
Okay. This is Mike O'Mara. F the groaners. This is Mike O'Mara. Take the groaners in the backyard and put them in an oil can and burn them.
Okay. Ready to buzz in?
Yeah. Well, or say our names.
Harry Elefante.
Michael.
What?
What is a Caribbean
Fats.
Buzz.
would you repeat it, please?
No, I'm sorry.
No.
Mike, congratulations. You're the winner of that round.
Thank you.
Buzz did not answer. What is gray and sings calypso music? Harry Elefante.
See, that's good. Now I like that.
Good.
I really did like that one.
Sure you did.
I did.
Sure you did.
What is gray and sings calypso music?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you, I clean you, I dress you, and what thanks do I get? Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie. Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
Yes, Frida.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't hobble.
They paint the whatnot, Don and Mike.
Did you say hobble?
Hobble. Yes, it's okay with me.
Gobble, gobble. Before we take these calls, lots of women standing by for a breakup, for real. So you think this, should I stay or should I go? I hate the Clash. I'm just playing because it makes sense.
Uh-huh. Should I stay or should I go now?
Although not their most overrated song. Their most overrated song is London Calling, I've got to get there. London Calling, we've
got... Did they do Rock the Casbah, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Train in Vain.
But then who did?
Train in Vain, I love.
That was not, that's not bad.
Yeah, Train in Vain is one of my
Stand by Me. That, yeah. It, Train in Vain. Yeah. Stand by Me. Stand by all you women that want to break up. We get a 60-second update from Dennis at our rally in Green Bay.
Let's see how we're doing out there.
Here we go.
See if it's lasted 45 minutes.
Thanks, Rob.
Go, Pack, go!
Don't hang up the phone, Dennis.
Dennis Lyon.
He's going to hang up the phone again.
Maybe. Ace fan of our show in Green Bay.
That's right.
Or is it Ass fan? Ace.
Hello, this is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
Dennis, it's Don and Mike. We've got only 60 seconds. How many people are at your rally now?
We just had 5, but one of them had to go back to work.
Ah, okay.
Right. I got four.
He actually delayed his lunch hour until 4 o'clock.
That's
so he
great.
Can come down here.
We'll check back.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye-bye, yeah.
See you on the
whatever.
Bye-bye.
Whatever.
All right, let's meet some of these women who really want to break up with guys on the radio. First, it's named Meredith. Hello, Meredith.
Meredith, are you there? Oh, Meredith.
Meredith? All right, hold on a second.
Perhaps she's too busy hosting the daytime Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Don't turn down the Vieira, the swinging sock hop music.
Speaking of Meredith Vieira,
yeah.
Hot.
Ew.
Is everybody dig her husband? I mean, and not dig like, but do you know what's up with him?
Hmm.
That he's like, Jesus, like one step away from being that Stephen Hawking guy.
Oh, you mean he's got ALS or something like that?
Yeah, he's differently abled.
He's got everything.
He's disabled?
See, the thing is, he's legally blind.
I didn't know that.
He's got the shakes like Hitler, like your man High Hitler had.
Right.
He's got like a gazillion, he's got MS or something. Got
wow, I didn't know that.
A gazillion things wrong with him.
She has needs.
Yeah, well, and see, the thing is, now I feel bad for the guy.
He has the hots for her.
Always have had.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know what, though, Buzz?
She's got the attitude.
You know what she's got?
What?
She's got fried eggs on her chest, is what she's got.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Kelly Ripa is better. Better down
I'm not sure about
of course.
That. I'm not sure.
I mean, no, Mike,
I watched Kelly Ripa on Letterman last
Mike,
week.
No, that's what I'm referencing.
Wow.
Kelly Ripa looks like...
little boy body.
Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
However, Meredith Vieira, not far behind. But what I don't like when I watch The View is when she talks about how her husband can't satisfy her.
Yeah.
You know, and she says it like they all do, all those cows. Like, oh, men don't know what they're doing. And then I see this guy on TV.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think he could satisfy her with a broomstick.
Well, that's it. Now, has this been,
wow.
Has this been a deterioration since he's been married?
Yes, and he's written a book about it.
Only since he's been watching The View.
Yeah. He's written a book about
and
it.
And you should be aware of that, Don, if you watch The View for too long, you're going to start to fail.
That's right.
Let's go to Meredith. Hello, Meredith.
Hello?
Hi there. Honey, can you pick up, please? Are you on a speaker, darling?
I'm here.
All right. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for asking. Who would you like to break up with?
Roger.
And why?
Because I'm just tired of him.
Now, Meredith, how long have you been going out with Roger?
About 8 months.
8 months, and you're just tired of him? See, now, I have the crap detector on this show, and that immediately puts my crap detector up.
Well, Meredith? Summertime is coming, so, you know, you got to be available in the summertime.
This is where we get to the real bottom of this. With a relationship for 8 months, are you being really honest with us here, or is this a setup? Because, I mean, could you possibly be that cold?
Well, I'm just tired of everything. I get bored easily.
Mm-hmm. So do we.
Well, how does, what is this guy's name, Roger?
Yes.
How does he feel about this?
I guess he doesn't know yet.
Let me ask you this. Have you told him that you love him, and has he told you that he loves you?
No.
No. When's the last time you had sex with him?
It's probably been like a week or so.
A week or so.
A week.
I just so don't want to give her a prize.
You got it, Mike.
Thank you.
Here he is. Paula. Hey, hey, Paula.
Hey, hey, Paula.
Hello, Paula. Paula?
Yep, that's me. I'm here.
Buzzes all into his music. Paula, who is it that you'd like to break up with? What's the poor fellow's name?
The poor fellow's name is Chris.
How long have you been going out with Christopher?
We've been going out for 5 months.
5 months.
5 months. On a level, scale of 1 to 10, what's the level of the relationship? I mean,
We were at a 10, but then he came at me the other day with, I'm not a Catholic, and he doesn't think he could spend the rest of his life with me, and was trying to break up with me. Well, now he's crawling back to me, and I took him back, but I think I'm ready to slam him.
This is so much more legit,
I agree,
than Meredith was. I think we got to keep her on the line.
Yeah, but she was ready to throw him back before we even asked for calls, though.
But they're together now.
But he's come crawling back.
When's the last time? When's the last time you had non-Catholic sex with him?
Well, we had sex about a week ago, but he kind of gave me a special problem. So we haven't had sex because of that.
Hold on, he gave you a...
All right, now you got to be careful with that, okay?
Was it itchies or scratchies or something like that? Or was it something as simple as a yeast infection? Paula?
We would like to think it's just a yeast infection because that makes him look innocent, doesn't it?
There she was cruising along, Rob. Territory.
Now, what's the deal, then? As long as you might be disqualified at this point, are you alleging the guy gave you, like, herpes or what?
Oh, no. No, he's not supposed to be having sex anyway. So, we're having this relationship where, okay, we went out with his parents last night, and they don't know that we're having sex.
Right.
So, we're supposed to be having... like a non-sexual relationship anyway. So we're kind of hiding our sex life anyway.
Well, you made a reference like he gave you a disease.
What do you think he gave you? Say it. What?
You're the one that brought it up.
What do you think he gave you?
I don't know. I'm going to the doctor on Tuesday.
You're going to a doctor a week from yesterday.
So you don't know that he gave you
anything. I think he's
going
to tell you you need a brain transplant.
It's got to be him. Who else have I had sex with?
Hold on.
What are your symptoms?
What are your symptoms?
Oh, we're getting personal.
We're getting personal, you think?
Hey,
brought it up.
Dumb bitch, you're calling a radio show to break up with a guy. So what's the problem down there?
Well... Okay. Are you going to let me call and break up with him?
No, not necessarily. In fact, you're probably disqualified because you're alleging he has a, you know, I mean, that's slander.
I mean, we don't know what type of sexual disease he may or may not have given you. Tell us why you think you've got it. You know, maybe you got it from a toilet seat or a doorknob.
Okay.
A doorknob.
A doorknob.
Well,
I know that's how I got it.
That's right.
From a doorknob.
Are you burning?
I don't know. I'm just sensitive when we have sex, and I'm not usually sensitive.
Maybe. Have you ever thought of this?
So you're not alleging that he gave you a disease?
Maybe he's just more man.
Maybe he's just too big for me.
He's too much of a man for you. That's what I was implying.
Well, see there, that's not a bad thing at all. Then.
Now, all
I'm glad we cleared that up, so to speak.
Sounds to me like all he's given you is pleasure, not a social disease.
This has gone from slander to high praise.
Well, I have to say that he was good in bed.
It hurts so good. Oh, really? And do you really want this this trip, this free trip?
Oh, I really do.
Where is it you'd like to go?
Let's go to Vegas.
Can I ask
Vegas is the place they fly. Now, does this prize entail any of the cities they fly to?
Yes, Myrtle Beach, Atlanta, Chicago, New York, Vegas, Denver, Pittsburgh. We're throwing cash in, too.
Yeah.
I'm assuming most people want to go either to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Or go to Myrtle Beach. Go to the ATL for a weekend.
Right. Good clinic in Chicago.
Do you like to have a lot of fun, Paula?
I love to have fun.
Yeah.
Who does?
Let's go to Myrtle Beach.
You get your way a lot,
Myrtle
Paula?
Beach?
Hey,
yeah,
Paula?
Let's go to Myrtle Beach.
Hey, Paula?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Paula, we're breaking up with you.
Yeah, pound sand.
I hope he gave you the clap. I'm serious.
I'm not so sure she didn't give it to him.
Go to Myrtle Beach.
Hope you get it everywhere.
Oh, in the eye. Face clap.
Hope you get it in the eye.
In the ear. Yeah, hope you get the shakes. Like Hi Hitler. H-I-G-H. Let's try this with another gal.
Yes.
Here's Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hope this goes better.
Hi, guys. How
are Kristen,
you?
How are you?
Hi, Kristen. Now, we'd really like for you to break up with someone live on the show to win this trip.
Oh, Lord. Okay. But only I can't believe I'm doing this.
That's always a sign that the crap detectors have to come out.
Sure.
Kristen, stay on hold, please. We got to do a break.
Okay.
All right, hold on. That'll give you time to get your lives together.
Right.
Everybody else, 877-365-3636.
Ready for the groaners.
It's very simple. Well, oh, keep waiting on that, Mike. Now I'm focused on breakups. I mean, I'll give you you want the groaners dry?
I'll take the groaners any way you can give them to me.
Without the crazy music and everything?
The crazy music. The cookie crazy poses.
Okay. What talk show host is unable to be found by U.S. authorities?
I thought we were doing Reverse Jeopardy. Regis Phil Bin Laden.
See, you were paying attention. Good, mm-hmm. That's a point for Mike.
All right, mm-hmm. Very good.
As we review prior groaners.
Okay.
Ah. This is groaner review. Round three.
What was this one? The answer was Harry Elefante.
What's gray and sings calypso music?
You're the man, Mike.
Very good.
You're doing okay?
Yeah, you're doing great.
You're the man.
Because I'm into him. Making us proud.
Well, I know. You love him.
I'm into the groaners. Always have. Always have been. A lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. See, the thing is, I was going to let you have one here.
Reverse Jeopardy groaner.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me what?
That you like it.
I do. I'm into it today.
Don't believe you.
A lot of fun.
Don't believe you.
Fun.
Okay.
Just waiting for Daddy to take the T-Bird away.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Yes.
F you. I don't mean that.
You think I'm being too sarcastic?
Seriously. What I'm telling you is right here.
Is that one of the groaner answers?
F you?
No. What school?
I'm just looking at a killer groaner.
Okay.
I mean, a real killer groaner.
Wow. But you're going to give the punchline first?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to do it now?
Mm-mm. Okay. Later.
All right.
Maybe tomorrow. We have to talk to these breakup girls.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Reverse Jeopardy groaners.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Buzz, Mike, both of you buzz in. Million Dollar BB. Anybody, Ferris, anybody.
Sorry.
What movie discusses the humanity of killing a small metal ball? Million Dollar BB.
Killing.
Okay, that's the euthanasia.
Look at how delighted he is.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's odd, really.
I love it. Why? What's odd? That's a funny joke.
Yeah.
That's a funny gag.
Right? Yeah, right? Couldn't agree more.
Super Reverse Jeopardy groaners.
Hold on.
Hi, Michael.
Hi there.
You asked for it.
I know I did.
You asked for it.
You said it was going to be a killer groaner.
You can't kill a small metal ball.
Yeah, I know. You can't.
It's like rubber balls and liquor.
Right. Exactly.
Makes no sense.
That's right.
Let's start adding logic to this. That's
it
smart.
It just makes no
That's
sense.
That's smart.
We've always used logic on this before.
Right. F you, Burbank. Okay.
Hey, we both got our F you.
Yeah, but Mike, that wasn't meant in the playful, loving way that yours was.
Right. That's the...
That was an angry, visceral one towards you, Buzz.
Yes, I know.
Full of just piss and vinegar.
I'm sorry. I don't know what got into me.
F you and your left-wing slam. No, I'm kidding, of course.
F you Burbank. Sounds like, it does sound like a college.
Yeah, it does.
F you Burbank campus.
Well, of course I can be here. Mr. F you Burbank said something.
This is F you Burbank. Rooney? Jensen?
This is F you Burbank.
Hey, look, the F you Burbank catalog came.
Okay, we got to fly. We'll be right back. Keep calling if you want to do the breakup thing.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But I didn't cheer. I stood right up and started shouting, "This isn't what happened last week!
Uh-huh.
Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us! This isn't fair!"
Right.
He didn't get out of the car!
The Don and Mike Show. It is ridiculous locus. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Well, I like what you do. I hope everybody at home is enjoying what you're doing.
You see, the song is...
The song is everything.
It's pretty. Go to www.donandmikewebsite.com. We'll have pictures of Rob's face.
Oh, he's got a great little trimmed lamb chop mutton walrus face today.
A new update of Rob's face. Plus news from the rally that isn't in Green Bay. And I don't know if it's a... Frida wrote something very nice about our dog, Rudy. If you want to look at her little...
Oh, very nice.
...section where she just... writes about crap.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote something good this time about our dog, Rudy.
That's nice.
That's on the website. Kristen is on the phone.
Ah.
Now, is Kristen the girl that we spent all the time talking to?
I don't think so.
I
think she's new.
What happened to the girl?
I think she's fresh.
What happened to the girl?
I think we both told the
scabies.
I think all the girls we were talking to, we told them to pound sand.
Mm-hmm. All right, then let's start over again with Kristen.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi, Kristen. You really want to break up with a guy?
Yeah, I do. It's been a long time coming, so.
How long have you been with this guy?
In April, it'll be a year and a half.
A year and a half. How serious have you said I love you? Has he said I love you?
Oh, yeah. We said that probably like 4 months into the relationship.
All right, so you've been hot and heavy for a long time, and what went wrong, Kristen?
Well, I mean, we've been having problems lately because he's going to grad school in August.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's going to be leaving and to go to Chapel Hill in UNC.
So you're going to have you're going to go from a close-in relationship to a long-distance relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I've done the long-distance thing before, and he's done the long-distance thing before. And
but does he think everything is cool with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we just talked about it last night. I mean, we talk about it probably twice a week, usually, about how it's going to be difficult and blah, 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 but mm-hmm. we're just going to try to work it out. But
Now, do you live together?
No, not at all. Right.
When's the last time you had sex?
Sunday morning.
So we got a slightly better relationship
uh-huh.
here.
Yeah.
Oh, we're really good as far as that goes.
Well, see, that's nice. That to me adds to your credibility.
You'll always have that.
Even though what you're going to do is so nakedly cruel, I can't even fathom.
I love it. Now, you must know that we check IDs with the FAA or whoever at the airport for this Hooters flyaway thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can't be taking this poor schmuck.
Well, what I was saying is that she should take a girlfriend. On the trip. That's the
absolutely.
Okay.
Will you do that for us?
Definitely.
Okay. We'll need the FAA to check her ID.
We don't want any guys dressed like women.
Oh my God.
We'll right. give you the wand. And I love it when they now refer to it as, "Did you get the wand?"
The
at
wand.
The airport. You go, yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, yeah, I got the wand, and Christ, I can't sit down.
Please take your boots off and
blow. What is your number one complaint about your soon-to-be-dumped boyfriend, Gentle Ben?
Oh, that's his nickname on the kickball team, too.
Mm-hmm.
Kickball
team? Yes. Great sport. Yeah, that might be a problem there, too.
Number one complaint, listening, communication. He doesn't do it. So.
Right. So it's communication issue.
Yeah. I mean, like, I say what's on my mind 24/7, and he never does.
Your voice has anything to do with it?
My voice?
I mean, yeah, because I think one of the nice things...
You have a lovely voice.
When we get this, we're going to get, you know, from Ben.
Ben's reaction.
We're going to get Ben's side of the story, too.
Yeah. All right, hold on.
After we break up?
Yeah, well, you're going to break up, and then we're going to, if he stays on the line, we're going to get his side of the story.
Are you kidding? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Of course. What'd you think? I mean, this is not. This can't be totally painless for you.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Robbie.
Yeah, break up. It's hard
to do. Wait, I don't know. I don't know if you guys got the right number when I called.
Why would that be?
Because I heard when I said it, and then I heard you, the guy say it back to him.
All right. Hold on. Joe, if you would please.
Now, that, Don, that's Kristen that we're going to give this a try with?
Yeah.
All right.
But we have other girls standing by as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we also...
I've lived for the day that you would say those words.
We still have the herpes girl. She's back.
I thought we told her to pound sand.
She called back.
What'd she want now?
Coming back.
I don't know.
Can't seem to get rid of her.
And then we got another... we got two other girls. Now, how long does it take to get the goddamn number, Joe? Oh, there you go.
Oh, you got it right.
What'd Joe do?
Get Joe.
What did he give me, like, a look?
Yeah,
come here, ass. Hey, come here. I'll play this card today. Come here. Make that face to my face. make the face to my face.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the girl.
Okay, oh, it was the girl. But make the face anyway. The face was made for the girl. That was it. I guess it wasn't directed at you.
Maybe the last digit is a 1. She changed it to 0.
Give the face again.
Okay.
That was a dumb face. Yeah. He's not lying. That was the face. So it wasn't directed at
it's
you.
It's just how often, you know, I'm reminded of some Larry David show, but how often is it that you have it's awful, this thing that happened with my dog.
Yeah.
But it's like the greatest excuse to tell people to get bent. How dare you make a face like that on the day I kill my dog? Get out of here.
Oh, okay.
Accidentally. Dumb, unthinking ass.
D-ray.
Grieving gives you a license.
Yes.
This is the grieving committee. Yeah,
we got him?
Yeah, he's standing by.
All right, here we go.
Next thing we got, all right, Kristen, you there?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Sure.
All right, it's all you. It's on you, Kristen.
Joining us now is Gentle Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hello?
Ben?
Ben?
Hello?
Hi.
Hold on a second. Gentle Ben.
Yeah, hello?
You sound like Clay Aiken, for God's sakes.
Ben, are you Kristen's boyfriend?
I am.
All right, I guess he sounds like a man.
Go ahead, Kristen.
Kristen, go ahead. Incidentally, Ben, you're on the air on our radio show. I think Rob told you that.
Kristen has called in to participate in a radio contest.
To win a prize. So go ahead, Kristen.
Hi, Ben. How are you, sweetie?
Hey, Kristen, what's up?
Well, the reason I'm calling is because, you know, we talked last night about grad school and everything like that, and we've been talking about it lately, and I don't think it's going to work for us as far as a long-distance relationship goes. So, I mean, I think that it would be probably better if we just ended it now before...
But we talked about it so many times, you said you thought we could do it.
I know, but I just don't think it's going to work. I mean, I've got work, I've got a lot of stuff going on, and you've got grad school, and you're going to be in school all the time, you're going to be studying on the weekends, I'm never going to get to see you, even if I drive down, you're not going to be, you know, wanting to spend time with me. I just don't think that this is the best thing for us, and as much as I love you, I don't want, you know, I don't think that this is a good idea.
He's lucky.
I think that...
Chapel Hill was so close, we could still do it on the weekend.
Well, 4 hours is pretty far.
My crack detector's going off.
Oh, is it really mine?
But, I mean, we've talked about it so many times. Like,
they can't hear
us. Why would you change your mind now? Like, I thought we talked about through all these issues.
Like, I think this is her gay friend.
Come up because I wouldn't have classes Friday.
I think they're role playing, and I think Kristen's a liar.
What do you think, Buzz?
You could come down.
I think the plan is for them to get back together after she wins.
I mean, I just know it's gonna like slip away as soon as you get down there. You're going to want to hang out with your new friends, and you're not going to want to hang with me. And
so she's not really breaking up with him. She's not just saying it's over. They're just arguing like regular people.
I can't believe you're changing your mind now. What's changed? Like,
I don't know. I just don't think that. I mean, we have.
He has corroborated her story.
I have my friends up here, and I know I have friends down there too. But I just, I think for the sake of both of us, it's just,
we're on a schedule here. Kirsten, could you get to your closing statements, please?
Ben, I mean, I know that you know that I love you, and
come on, just we.
I'm sorry. Okay,
closing statement.
I think that we should break up.
I can't believe you're saying that after all this.
I'm sorry. I mean, you know how much I care about you, but
I just don't believe you.
Neither do I.
We've talked about this so many times.
What say you, Buzz?
I don't believe it either. I think she wants him back.
We don't.
No, I don't believe they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Either you're a gay friend.
Mm-hmm.
Talking now to Ben.
I don't believe this is boyfriend and girlfriend.
You don't.
No, I think this is a complete ruse.
No, we've been dating for a year and a half. But if you guys
hold on, Kristen, hold on. Let's just talk to Ben for a second. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, what's up with this? First off, how can you stand her? Her voice is, like, more irritating than my wife's voice. What do you love about her?
We have sex all the time. It's great. She's a nympho.
But with you...
She's a nympho.
She's a nympho.
She's a compliment.
With her, you moving away, that's
Ben,
not going to happen.
Ben?
But I'll be studying, so I can still get the little booty call on the weekend, so...
She's you know, he goes back and forth. I'm not sure.
We're having trouble believing whether this is a real thing here.
Hold on. Let's just take some on-screen calls.
Good, yeah.
Let's guess for a minute that just for the sake of argument, he does play for the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to think like a straight guy.
Right.
That's the answer of someone trying to think like a straight
guy. The booty call.
Yeah.
Right, hold on a second.
We have sex all the time.
It's like what Jeff Garcia would say. hey, what do you think, judge and jury? What do you think?
Get rid of her.
Why?
She sounds so bogus.
Yeah. Well, why?
I mean, the way she was coming on, the way she was breaking the news to him at the beginning, and then, just like you said, you can't tell if it's...
All right, thank you. Right.
She's not going with him.
Let's take another one. Hello, Dynamite. What do you think?
I don't believe it. How come he never once asked her why she's breaking up with him on the air?
Bingo! A good point, caller. That is absolutely true.
Very
I thought of that
question.
Myself.
Here's another one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, that guy's gay in a $3 bill. That's our best friend. You know, he's probably going to talk about hand figures after all this.
Okay, wow. Seems to be pretty much unanimous.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben?
Yeah.
Ben?
Hello?
Hey, you know what? Here's the deal.
What, Mike?
Okay, hold on a second, Ben. I got to ask Don a question.
Okay. What?
What if we were to tell, even though he is part of a co-conspirator,
yeah.
What if we told him that he gets the trip if he comes clean with us and he's not, honest with us, and we use that, and she's unable to go on the trip?
All right, well, go ahead.
All right.
Hey,
Ben.
Go ahead.
Ben? Ben, yeah. You're there, right?
Ben,
here's the deal. I don't believe this scenario. This is a...
You're talking to D.A. Mike Amira.
This is a radio contest we play where we have somebody break up on the air. We believe that you are...
Meaning, not dumbass.
Right.
District attorney.
I believe that you are a co-conspirator and that you two are either not a boyfriend and girlfriend or somehow you're really not breaking up with each other. Now, here's the deal, Ben.
We're not breaking up with each other.
But no, here's the deal, Ben. I don't think this is legit at all. And if you come clean and tell us the truth, there might be a big prize for you in this.
Ben?
I mean, I hope she's not breaking up with me.
Ben, would you like to? We're going to give you you only have one chance to roll over on Chris.
Super Reverse Jeopardy Runners. Hi, Michael.
Hi. You only have one chance to come clean and tell the truth and tell us if you are playing a hoax on us.
I wouldn't think she'd be sick enough to do that.
Ben, then how come you never once asked why are you doing this on the radio?
That's the question.
Now, listen, Kristen is out of this equation.
Answer.
This is an opportunity for you. Your honesty.
You, listen, first off, you should be pissed.
On the radio. I mean, she broke up with me on the phone one time before. That was bad enough.
Stop lying to us.
Stop lying. Tell us the truth.
If you tell us the truth, you win the prize.
You will win the prize, which is a great prize, like a trip to Las Vegas.
I mean, it's not like a trip to Las Vegas.
It is a trip to Las Vegas. You will win a trip to Las Vegas.
Just stop lying to us.
Is that bitch really is going to break up with me on the radio?
Mm. Well, you knew that. She was just doing that. Yes, she wanted to break up with you.
That's what she said.
Some joke that you're egging her on for?
No. No, we're not egging her on. And don't try to turn this around on us. We're the ones who are telling the truth.
We don't believe either one of you.
Well, I'm a little stunned, right? I don't know whether you're
right.
egging her on. It's some
All right, hold on. Listen to some of our listeners who are calling. Hello, I don't even know who this is. You're on the air with this guy. Hello?
Don Mike.
Yeah, talk to the guy. Talk to Gentle Ben.
Listen, I mean, if I was being brought on the radio and being broken up with like that, I would have been cursing her off from the get-go. I mean, I would just hit me like a ton of bricks.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's another caller. Hello, you're on with Gentle Ben. Hello?
I just don't believe she's actually doing this.
Now he's trying to get angry.
Now he's reacting.
Yeah, it's BS.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You want to talk to Gentle Ben?
Nobody gets a prize unless one of them cries.
I'm not going to cry.
Okay, hold on a second. I do have a question for you, and I wanted to ask off the air. Hold on a second. Rob?
Yes.
Pick up the phone and get his answer.
Okay.
Interesting.
And I'll get her on the phone as well. And then we've got to go to Buzz. Because we're running. Actually, I got two questions. First question. Okay. This one is good.
Okay.
And also, the other question is.
Okay, we're doing a little sleuthing.
Okay.
Secret question.
We're going to ask Ben two questions. And then we'll see if Kristen, who can hear this, is she still there? Kristen?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there she is. We're going to get his answers.
Okay.
To try to figure out if you're lying to us or not.
Okay.
It's time for buzzing. We're running so goddamn late today. Oh, Jesus, you got his answers? Do you believe him or not?
I do.
You believe him?
I do. Well, I believe that he believes them.
Okay. What kickball position does Ben play?
He plays pitcher usually.
Pitcher? Is that what they, that's okay. What's the last sex position you guys used?
The last one I believe was just missionary.
That's good. That's right and right.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That's how he said it too. It was just missionary.
Just missionary.
Because we do other stuff too, but that was just the last one.
Good wow.
All right, well then, listen, are you done with him? Are you really breaking up with him?
Can you put Kristen back on anytime?
Yeah, well, she's on right now, Ben. Go ahead. She's on right now.
Hi, Ben. Hi, sweetie. What?
What's going on? Why are you calling him sweetie if you're breaking up with him?
I'm sorry. I'm used to it. I can't help it.
You know what? I don't believe you. I don't believe you, Kristen. I don't believe you.
All right, I mean, we've been through a lot together, and...
Okay, hold on. Each of you gets one...
Hold on.
Both of you. On hold right now. Rob, get that guy's answer.
Okay.
That's a great question.
If Frida called it in.
Oh, another secret question.
Frida called him that question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
All right, very good.
Buzz, stand by.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to terribly screw up the news today. I'm sorry.
We have to get to the bottom. This has got super reverse Jeopardy groaners.
We need some...
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
We need some clarity on this.
You got the answer?
Yeah, it's a great day. You remember that?
Oh, God. Okay. Let's see. Kristen. Kristen.
Yes.
What's the first date you went on?
Our first date?
Yes.
We went to the Warner Theater to see Defending the Caveman. It was that comedy show.
That's what he said, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there were two separate phone numbers that we called him on?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I just go on. Let's...
What?
I'm supposed to meet people at rock bottom here soon. What's
what?
What, Ben?
He's going to happy hour at rock bottom.
Okay, all right, well then...
Then go ahead, Ben.
Go ahead, Ben.
Ben, incidentally...
We'll let you go.
I guess she'd break it up with you.
I mean, I'm not in love with him anymore. I mean, this isn't this is a breakup because
well,
I want
two,
to...
Yeah, look, you
I
two handle
to
that on your own.
My life. This is something I can't do anymore. We both slowly realized it.
You know, if Kristen broke up with me, I think I'd be going to really happy hour.
I was
going to
say, Ben, she stinks like yesterday's garbage, dude. I mean, I'm not speaking hygienically. I'm just saying...
But she has won a prize, technically.
Yeah,
we are
right.
Going to give her the prize.
Right. Ben, she broke up with you, dude.
I'm sorry. I mean, good luck. And
fine, then.
Good luck.
Oh, he's gone.
Okay. Right. Well, everybody's calling saying that.
Job done.
That we're dumb because we don't know that they're lying to us.
I'm not lying.
She got more credible towards the end tonight.
I agree.
And the answers were all matched.
Found a way
Buzz.
To bring good news to his people.
We've been going out for a year and a half, I promise you that.
Okay, listen, you've won the Hooters Air Flyaway.
Hey.
We'll send you to, I guess, Vegas. That's where you want to go.
Yeah.
Hooters Air Dog. Yeah. Hooters Air, I tell you what.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, Kristen?
I do a
book. Everyone tells me all the time that I look like and sound like Kelly Clarkson. That's the one that I get.
Kelly Clarkson.
I tell her that all
since
the time.
You've been gone. congratulations, you have won the Hooters Air Flyaway. Catch all the best hoops action in town with the world-famous Hooters girls. Call 1-888-FLY-HOOT. Go to HootersAir.com for flights, and you've also won, I think, $200.
All right.
Whatever the dough is we said, thank you. Mm-hmm. And you better have broken up with that guy.
I did. I promise.
And you got to go with a chick.
Okay.
All right. It's $250.
$250.
$250, but we'll double check this. You got to take a chick to Las Vegas.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Congratulations. You got your way again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, girl. Hold on, Kristen.
And here's an update from Green Bay on the protest.
Oh, good.
What's up, Donnie and Mike?
Hello. Now, this is not Dennis. Who is this?
This is Jeff from Green Bay.
Hi, Jeff. How's the protest going out there?
We got 5 people. We have a chick out here that says a flash for Don and Mike. The cops are honking the horn when they go by and everything. We got the law enforcement involved, too, and they're honking when they go by.
5 people.
Great.
Buzz. Thanks for your support. Yes.
Buzz, what is your lead story on what will be an abbreviated news and comments today?
Well, they hear Jacko's lawyers tell it. It's all the boys' fault.
Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the wrong radio show in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong hosts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Mike?
Yes.
Are you sure that's okay for tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely. When you talk, I get that message 100%.
Time for Buzz's News Now, abbreviated today. Excuse me, we just had too much conversating on the show. Brought to you by Smoke Break. What, you've never heard the word conversating?
I forgot it.
Fun to conversate.
Yeah. Smokers.
I interpreted it.
Good. Smoke.
Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Get it now with fine retailers. Here's Buzz Gridley. Hi, Buzz.
We were immersed in conversation.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The legal defense of Michael Jackson began in earnest yesterday as his lawyers accused the accuser of being the source of the trouble.
Earnest saves Christmas.
Lawyer Thomas Mesereau Jr. says the boy and his brother were, quote, out of control. He says they got into Michael's porno stash on their own and broke into Michael's wine cellar to drink the Jesus juice.
Mm-hmm.
The defense lawyer painted a picture of boys gone wild. He said that at one point, Michael had a bad feeling about the family.
Michael would like to be in earnest. He'd like to be in earnest.
You know, this is starting to, I like getting the details now. Finally getting the trial started.
He'd like to be in Stephen. He'd like to be in, of course, there's that Gerald Fitzpatrick thing.
Patrick Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Jackson's lawyer also revealed that Jacko himself will be taking the stand in his own defense. And the lawyer stuck to his claim that the boy's mother is out for money. The lawyer informed the jury that although she has not filed a money-seeking lawsuit yet, she still legally has 3 years to do so.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding. In one point of the trial yesterday, Michael Jackson hit his face as he appeared to be sobbing and dabbing tears from his eyes.
Oh. Hands down, Michael Jackson.
Thank you, Larry.
His hands were up. It was while the jury was watching the Martin Bashir documentary about Michael from 3 years ago in which Michael...
Hands down, Michael Jackson.
Shared his bed with boys. In that, his hands were down.
Oh, boy.
The video was the prosecution's idea, and it might have been a bad one.
Lying in bed. Oh, boy.
The jury also saw Michael painted in a positive light when they saw that documentary. And then Martin Bashir himself was called to testify. That didn't go well either. Bashir brought his own lawyer to court. And thanks to that lawyer, Bashir refused to answer about 30 questions. The judge will now decide whether to find Bashir in contempt of court for using...
That's because Bashir is pure scum. Yes.
He is. You know what he is? He's like the British Geraldo.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Except compared to him, Geraldo is like Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, but except Geraldo's a little whacked on this particular issue.
Yeah, you know what?
That's I know a lot of people get, you know, the rap of innocent until proven guilty.
I keep forgetting that Geraldo has issued this fabulous challenge that he'll shave his mustache if Michael Jackson is not found.
Way to go out on a limb.
How about you cut off your wet thing?
So you're telling Buzz, what you're saying is the prosecution is screwing up already. Things have not gone as well as they had hoped, I think, at this point. But, you know, it's still early. It's still the first couple of days of the testimony, actually.
Listen, everybody that walks up...
Prosecution witnesses? He was one of their witnesses, and I don't think they expected him to refuse to answer, to use the journalist shield law to refuse to answer so many questions.
Wow.
The judge will now decide whether Bashir goes to prison for not answering those questions.
And they are doing a great job of making the mom of the kid look like a gold digger.
Well, that's, I mean, that is her M.O., too. We'll see. No one does or will feel sorry for Modesto wife killer.
Mo.
Just going to say that.
Mo. Which is what we used to call him back in high school.
Mo.
Nobody feels... Michael Jackson. You think he's a Mo?
Oh, we used to call everybody a Mo back in high school.
Hey, don't be such a Mo.
Well, this is about Modesto, a wife killer, Scott Peterson. We thought you should know what his future holds. In just a few...
It's a lot of fun.
In just a few... No, not for Scott.
It's a lot of fun.
In just a few weeks, he could be headed for San Quentin and... Mm. If that's not traumatic enough for a skirt-chasing, country-clubbing salesman like Scott,
a lot of fun.
What happens after that will be. It won't be like the much more comfortable San Mateo County Jail, where he now whiles away the hours. Quoting a San Quentin inmate, he does not look like the kind of person who is fit for this lifestyle. The inmate goes on to say that Peterson will be a target for other inmates, not for what he did, but for the bragging rights, I stabbed Scott Peterson, or whatever it is they may do to him.
This is what Scott Peterson could be seeing after his first night in jail.
That hurt.
Yeah. If Peterson isn't moved to death row, he'll be spending the rest of his life as a citizen of San Quentin, no golf, no babes.
Unbelievable.
You can lead a country to a democracy, but you cannot make it drink. A judge who was supposed to try Saddam Hussein has been assassinated. When the news broke, other Iraqi officials were unavailable for comment. Can you blame them? Coincidentally, the judge's assassination came after five more of Saddam's guys were ordered to stand trial for crimes against humanity. Interestingly, the names of the 20 judges for these trials against Saddam and his
Wapner
men were being kept secret in the interest of security.
Reinhold.
The original source for this confirmed story spoke only on the condition of...
Scheindlin.
On the condition of anonymity, so I'm sure he'll be fine.
Joe Brown.
Rich Hollywood stars are not the only folks who occasionally speak out about politics and war. The tiny state of Vermont has sent soldiers to Iraq from 200 of its 251 towns.
Why are you bullying Vermont?
Why not?
And Vermont's lost more young men in Iraq per capita than any other state.
Boo.
So in many of its towns, almost everyone knows someone who died in Iraq or knows someone who lost someone.
Oh,
yesterday, the citizens of some 50 Vermont towns voted on whether to withdraw Vermont's National Guard from Iraq. It's all just symbolic, really. But how do you think the vote turned out? They voted to withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
It was also an election day in Topeka, Kansas, yesterday.
Yay!
The question was, should we scrap the law we've adopted to protect gays and lesbians from job discrimination? The answer?
It's a lot of fun.
Was no. This was a major defeat to the crotchety old minister who had been picketing at the funerals of AIDS victims.
Winner!
Yes, he carried anti-gay signs in front of grieving families.
Yeah, there you go. I'm the crotchety old guy. Hey, what are you thinking? You love one now,
he even stuck his nose into another city's business by traveling to New York to protest the opening of a high school for gay teens so they wouldn't have to deal with guys like the Right Reverend Fred Phelps.
Yeah, I'm protesting your gay high school.
And he led the campaign to repeal Topeka's gay rights law and lost. Also yesterday...
Gays. Actually, the reason I'm doing this is... I'm gay.
His granddaughter was running against an openly gay city council member in Topeka. She also lost. Wasn't even close.
There you go. She what?
What?
Yep. Hey, I'm gay.
The FCC, perhaps not surprisingly,
let's suck.
Has decided to spare Saving Private Ryan.
Shaving Ryan's private?
You may be surprised about what else they've done. I'll tell you when we come back.
Oh, you're crazy, boys.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
FCC plans to go after your HBO and about the 1,121 words you can't put on an NFL jersey. Finally,
Indian giver.
Crooks
crooks are still...
Excuse me, not politically correct. Native American giver.
That's much better, Don.
Way to clean it up.
Cherokee people. Crooks are still stupid, and the hornier they are, the stupider they are. In a suburb of Salt Lake City, a man broke into a woman's home, stripped naked, put on some of her dainty underthings, and surfed some porn on her computer.
Michael Soares.
Hi. Well, I was upset.
He also called some 1-900 sex lines while sitting on her furniture naked. He also stole some stuff, but he left more than just his DNA behind. He also left his wallet complete with his driver's license. Police haven't released his name, but they have it.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Yes, that's where we gotta go.
You owe me some groaners.
I'll tell them to you in the parking lot. Ron and Fez are next on WJFK FM. Everybody, our website, DonaldMikeWebsite.com. We'll be back with a new episode tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 You don't really want those groaners, do you?
No way.
I didn't think so. But it doesn't mean that they won't be back tomorrow.
Ah!
In some fashion. And you.
You know what I would say to Adolf Hitler?
No telling.
Shake it one time
for me.
Good night, my sweet.
Shall we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.